News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Is the Keystone XL pipeline about to rise from the ashes? There are reports circulating that President Trump wants to revive the U.S.-Canada pipeline. It was killed, along with tens of thousands of union jobs, by President Biden. His new choice to serve as America's top law enforcement officer.
President-elect Donald Trump named Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of Florida, to be U.S. Attorney General just hours after his other choice, former Representative Matt Gaetz, withdrew his name. Bondi is a longtime Trump ally and was one of his lawyers during his first impeachment trial. Gaetz had been investigated by the Justice Department into sex trafficking allegations involving underage girls before being chosen last week to lead it. Gaetz, who has denied the allegations, said in a social media post that he had no time to waste in a needless political scuffle. Norman Hall, Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas and FBI Director Wray no-shows at this week's Senate Homeland Security hearing. Senator Josh Hawley is outraged, saying the two did not want to answer tough questions, including questions stemming from the murder by an illegal alien of Lakin Riley. The United States tightening the screws on Russia.
Nearly 3 years into Russia's war against Ukraine, the U.S. is slapping sanctions on Russia's third-largest bank. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the sanctions would further diminish Moscow's military effort and will make it harder for the Kremlin to evade sanctions and fund and equip its military. And the White House said the U.S. remains committed to putting Ukraine in the strongest possible position. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Ukraine's parliament has canceled a meeting as security is tightened after Russia deployed a new ballistic missile that threatens to escalate the nearly three-year war. Wall Street, the Dow futures, 6 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Stouffer Legal. Two men are hospitalized after a Thursday night shooting in West Baltimore. Police were called to the 400 block of Wilson Street, where they found a 51-year-old man who had been shot. Police canvassed the area and found a 34-year-old victim nearby in the 1700 block of Druid Hill Avenue. Both victims were taken to hospitals for treatment. Legislation to rename a Baltimore post office in honor of late Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings has passed in committee and now heads to the House floor for consideration. Maryland 7th District Representative Kwesi Nfume sponsored the bill that would change the name of the Carroll Station post office on South Loudoun Avenue to the United States Representative Elijah E. Cummings Post Office Building. Companion legislation has been introduced in the U.S. Senate by Maryland Senators Ben Cardin and Chris Van Hollen. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Is your glass half full or half empty? When it comes to life's important conversations and planning for you and your family's future, perspective is everything. Estate planning is one of those essential discussions commonly viewed as difficult or uncomfortable. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stouffer Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our estate planning attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at PlanBaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's PlanBaltimore.com or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Harbaugh brothers will make history for the third time this Monday night in L.A. when older brother John leads his Ravens into SoFi Stadium to face younger brother Jim and his L.A. Chargers. Here's the elder on the matchup.
Very good football team we're playing this week. And highly ranked pretty much in every area. Winning football team, very physical, very tough, extremely well-coached football team, no question about it. One of the best coaches of this generation, no question. I believe that. Even if it weren't my brother, I would say the same things.
But he is his brother, and so, of course, the questions eventually turned to that.
Jim is a fun guy. He's my brother. Known him since he was born. I've got that on him, you know, a couple months. He loves football, man. He loves his players. He loves football.
Kyle Hamilton chimed in on the novelty.
It's always cool to see, like, their family, what they've done, and what they've done for football, and be a part of it.
On the field last night, a snowplow in Cleveland.
To the end zone goes Chubb. Touchdown Browns. Look at this crowd. Nobody's left.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. It's a week-to-week lead. But how in the world? 24-19 Browns over the Steelers. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If you have tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of highest quality, made in America, delivered conveniently to your door. Thetrustedlab.com CBD is lab tested. All natural and a great alternative to addictive drugs. And now take an extra 30% off with their Black Friday deals for sleep, mood, joints, body, and even for your pets. Go to thetrustedlab.com and take an extra 30% off the highest quality CBD to move better, feel better, and sleep better with thetrustedlab.com.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
This mix of rain and snow doesn't last long. We'll be changing over to showers as temperatures warm up, but they don't warm up much. 40 the high today. We're dry tomorrow, 55, some sunshine Sunday, 58 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 33 degrees in Westminster, 38 in Easton, and 36 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Classic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Friday to you. Look at you, wait to the end of the week. Yes, I know you're going to have a great weekend. But first, we got a lot to talk about here on Kim Classic Live. And trust me, I know that you have options, so thank you so much for tuning in. And if you haven't already, download the WCBM app so that you can tune in wherever you are, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And then don't forget, through that app, you can also text me live here in the show. Because we have a lot to discuss, and I really do want you to weigh in. So I'm going to go ahead and give you the phone number right now. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Boy, oh boy, what a turn of events, right? I mean, we were sitting here talking about Matt Gaetz yesterday. And we were talking about the fact that, you know what, if there was a there, they would drop it. They'd have this, the hacker, this and that. And, you know, he's going to continue on and blah, blah, blah. Yep. And as soon as I get off air, maybe not even 30 minutes later, because I know Rob Carson announced it as soon as it happened, you had a Representative Matt Gaetz withdraw from the AG nomination. And so he stepped aside, and very quickly, Pam Bondi stepped up. And we will get into Pam and how qualified she is for the position, because I do believe she is. But of course, you got a lot of people talking a lot about Pam and how she's not this. I mean, if you just look at her resume, she's absolutely fine. And you know what? I felt the same way about Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. I did. I felt the same way about her. I just thought it was interesting that they kept focusing on her race and that, of course, she couldn't define what a woman was. But if you looked at her resume, you would see that she is very much so qualified. But that's, you know, they jumped right over that and went straight to the color of her skin, which I thought was just bizarre. And I think we talked about that. But when it comes to Representative Matt Gaetz, oh, gosh, guys, oh, guys. All right. So we were talking about the fact that some of this did seem shady, right? And then some of the situation seemed like he could get through it and he could power through it. And I think that is what Steve Bannon was trying to say on his show yesterday. Take a listen.
You can tell this on the Gaetz thing. You could only lose three with JD being the tiebreaker. And Matt will tell you, I think Congressman said, hey, there were four hard no's, and he thought he had another four that were solidifying his hard nose. He just thought it was going to be too big a struggle for the president to go through and do this. I honestly don't agree with that, but hey, I'm just one voice in the choir. I think you just got to gut it through, and things can change. And he's, you know, was never, never charged with any of this stuff. It's all just conversation. And Gates had the power through it. But hey, decisions were made, and we are where we are. But we're looking for next man up.
And that's right, decisions were made. And so the fact that Pam Bondi came up to step up into the nomination so quickly, then you knew behind the scenes was already a conversation, right? But I would say that Rep. Matt Gaetz and everybody else put up a good front, and so did President Trump. It seemed like they were all, you know, coordinated on Matt Gaetz still getting through the Senate and getting through possibly not having his investigation leaked. But then as soon as Pam Bondi stepped up, of course, then that obviously signaled to everybody else that they had already made this decision. And we were just the last to know, right? We were just the last to know about it. I continue to look at this, and I do realize that there's a lot of scenarios here. There's a lot of possibilities for Matt Gaetz. Some good, some not so good, right? You know, I did say yesterday that he should just release the report himself to just kind of get it out and get it to the open and get past it, right? Move on. See, the good thing about a news cycle, and you guys know this, the good thing about a news cycle is something will come out. And if it drops, say it drops, especially like on a Friday like this, right? If Matt Gaetz would have dropped the ethics report and said, hey, go ahead, you know, blow it wide open on a Friday afternoon, you know, the weekend happens, President Trump makes more nominations, and something else has taken over the news cycle by, you know, Monday, Tuesday tops. And so I thought if anything, he could just drop it. There won't be a there because hopefully there isn't a there. And then he could just move on from that. But that wasn't the case. And what also didn't work in his favor is the wrap-up on the bathroom saga on Capitol Hill. Because remember, Sarah McBride out of Delaware, the trans person elect, Sarah McBride, you know, basically settled everything and said, all right, fine, I'll use the men's room. And so that story then, you know, was torpedoed into the ground. So there wasn't even like a story to kind of cover it just a little. So then it was front and center. Again, I didn't see him dropping out of the nomination altogether. I never saw that. But now he's in a situation where this report, believe it or not, still could be released altogether. And as Sean Casey mentioned on the Morning Drive, a lot of it has been leaked. And we're going to get into the parts of it that have been leaked here. Because, of course, I went to go look. ABC News is where I found what I would say would be credible. I would say credible documentation from the leak. I would think if ABC News, New York Times, I would think they would do their due diligence before posting it. There are also, you know, other articles, and, you know, some people are posting even more, but I don't know if I would call them very credible, and I don't know whether or not they truly vetted the information. But when it comes to ABC News, I kind of sort of trust it. A lot of this, yes, there is testimony from some of the women that were involved in this. But, you know, my attention really went towards the Venmo payments. The Venmo payments paint quite a picture. And if you're looking at it, you know, from a fair point of view, you see where there's a couple of them, started May 22nd, 2018, to one of the women that's involved in all this that actually gave testimony claiming that Matt Gaetz paid her for intimate relations. But there was a one that said card deductible, and it was $300, right, on May 22nd. June 3rd, you then have one that went to her that says $200, and the note there says gift. Like, when you have in case you don't have a Venmo account, when it comes to Venmo, I believe you have to put something in that label box for it to go through. So whether it's an emoji, whether it's just one word, one letter, you have to label it something. And so this one on the 22nd, car deductible, June 3rd, a gift. June 26th, you got $417.45, which I thought was very specific. And it says on there, reimbursement. So then you're like, okay, sounds like it could possibly be a reimbursement because $417.45, you know? Then there was on July 17th, 2018, you're looking at tickets for $437.82. Sounds like a flight. August 14th, 2018, you've got refreshments. The refreshments is the label, $400. Now, could have someone gone to, you know, the liquor store and got a bunch of bottles or something, and it cost $400, depending on how big the party is? Yeah, you could see that. You could see that, and perhaps he reimbursed this young lady for purchasing the alcohol. But here's where it gets a little strange. So November 16th, 2018, the label there says Love You, $300. Last time I checked, you know, when you love someone, you don't usually pay them $300 for love for loving them. But you know what? It could have been anything. Again, they have to just have a placeholder. Oh, kind of like the Safe Street situation. A placeholder in the label box on Venmo. Then after that, travel, $650. You know, then there's one that says cartridges, $400. That was December 29th. You know, so you're getting into these labels that make no sense whatsoever. And then you continue down to where they show. They go all the way back to 2017, even to his PayPal account. So this ethics committee investigation was pretty thorough. Pretty thorough. They went through all of his bank accounts, PayPal, Venmo. I don't see Cash App on here. Perhaps, you know, they don't have anything on Cash App. But when you go to, let's see, July 18th, 2017, you see a payment of $500 from PayPal. And then that same day, you see a payment of $500 from PayPal. So that same day, he paid this girl $1,000, but he did it one after another. And so it makes you think, because PayPal is PayPal. Like, you wouldn't have to break up $1,000. But then he did something like that again on October 10th, 2017. He paid $514. And then the same day, he makes another payment to this girl through PayPal for $772. So you're kind of like, okay, why on the same day? Same thing, February 28th, 2018, $250 from Venmo. It says, being my friend. Same day, February 28th, 2018, $400. And it's just a picture of a credit card. You go to March 2nd, 2018, $400 from Venmo. The label says, being awesome. Same day. March 2nd, 2018, $500, Venmo. It says, the label there says here. So when you're looking at some of these payments, and this is all throughout, a lot of them very much same day, same situation. If you were thinking about someone, and he's being accused of paying for someone's time, we'll say that, intimate relations, it almost looks as though there was a deposit made, right? And then another payment after the fact, but same day. Same day. The date doesn't lie on Venmo or PayPal. And so if you're looking at this, you know, just as someone on the outside, you can see where this girl's testimony, if, you know, this is what she's saying happened, you can see from the payments that that could possibly be true. It could possibly be true. Now, some people are wondering if Matt Gaetz could then take Senator Marco Rubio's seat. And I believe that Governor Ron DeSantis would be taking a huge risk. Again, if Governor DeSantis looked at these payments that went out to this young lady that claimed that Matt Gaetz paid for her time, we'll use that word. If I were Governor Ron DeSantis, I wouldn't want to get involved. I would say, look, you know what? You had a great run. But I don't want to get involved. Or I would tell him, you know what, Matt? Look, we're good friends. I think you'll make a great senator. Let's have this investigation drop wide open, and then let's talk after that. If I was Governor Ron DeSantis, that's what I would say. I would not want to get involved in this. I would not want to get involved. So my question to you is, do you agree with Matt Gaetz stepping aside? And where do you think he's going next? 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. You can always text me through the text line. Some people are saying another role in the administration, maybe not too high profile, possibly an advisor role. I think that would be great. Some people are asking, could he run for governor in 2026 once Governor Ron DeSantis is done? I believe when it comes to that situation, he's still going to be haunted by the ethics investigation. That's just what I believe. No matter where Matt Gaetz goes now, if the ethics investigation isn't blown wide open so everybody can see it, he's not going to be able really to run for office. It won't be able to happen. When we get back again, I want to talk to you about where you see this going. And then also, don't forget, he resigned from the 118th Congress, and he won his election for the 119th Congress. So does he end up getting sworn in January? That's also a possibility. We'll discuss that when we get back. Right now, I want to turn our attention to the Morning Market Flash with Tim Herb. He's with RBC Wealth Management. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Friday. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Friday. Hopefully you're staying warm out there today.
I am actually staying warm. I know we had our first snowfall, of course, which is always exciting and exciting for the kids and school and all that good stuff. Certainly brings everybody back into the mix for the holiday season with Thanksgiving coming up next Thursday, Kim, right?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Well, what's going on in the market today? It's Friday, so I'm sure there's a lot going on.
It is Friday. Exciting stuff here. Wall Street is actually on track, Kim, for a winning week, at least thus far. Prior to the market open here this morning, Friday, November 22nd. But we have S&P futures that are down along with the NASDAQ futures, although the Dow futures are, in fact, up, Kim. But they're trading near the level that we reported in the last update. They do remain below Thursday's close yesterday. We're seeing a mostly mixed session in Europe at this time, and a mixed close over in the Asian markets overnight. But the defensive tone is really partly chalked up to the softer flash PMI, the data out of the Eurozone and the UK, kind of underpins what's taking place here in the U.S. economy, some of the outperformance, that TINA narrative, TINA, T-I-N-A, there is no alternative when it comes to some of those investment narratives. But the latest batch of earnings here, well-received, underpinning kind of this consumer resilience we're seeing in the U.S. We're also still seeing the whole artificial or intelligence or AI secular growth themes that are playing out. There's still no Treasury Secretary pick, so the latest report noted that Trump floated picking Warsh with the understanding that he would then lead the Fed when Powell's term expires. There's some short list of candidates still seen as overall market-friendly, but the bullish investors are still focused on the seasonality, buybacks, among other things here today. And last but not least, going into the weekend, just want to remind the listeners about our upcoming ABCs of Medicare event during this enrollment period with Medicare. If you want to RSVP to the event on Tuesday, December 3rd, that RSVP number is 410-316-5320. Have a lovely weekend. Stay safe out there. We'll be back next Monday.
Thank you, Tim.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Good morning, Harrison Gary. You guys do an awesome job.
Thanks.
Awesome, awesome job. But you got to calm down a little bit because you might be giving the Biden administration some ideas on what to say about this whole Afghanistan thing.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Happy Friday to you. We're talking about what everybody's talking about, really. Congressman Matt Gaetz steps aside. Pam Bondi steps up. As I mentioned, we are going to get into Pam Bondi as well. But I want you to weigh in on this. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Do you agree with Matt Gaetz stepping aside? As I played the audio earlier, Steve Bannon says he does not agree with it. You know, in politics, there's this thing where many people, if you talk to politicians, you know, you might have saw it with Bill Clinton, right? I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I mean, you see it on both sides of the aisle. But what they usually do is deny, 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 deny. And then the truth, you know, if the truth drops out to be something other than what they were saying, then it's like, oh, you know, then they go to apologize. But usually, for the most part, politicians will just deny. They'll just deny it. And I'm not saying that's something that, you know, Matt Gaetz had to do, because obviously, you know, if there's nothing there, then there's nothing there. But That's usually what happens, and that's why Steve Bannon says, I can't imagine why they didn't power through this. And I thought the same thing. You go through it, and then the next, whatever hits the news cycle, hits the news cycle. I got a text here. Marty, good morning, Marty. He says, now married, maybe Matt Gaetz doesn't want to put his wife through all of this. That's also, you know, Marty, that's a good take as well. Ginger, from all appearances, is a sweetheart. I don't know if you guys seen any of the videos online, but there's times where she's at events for, you know, Republican clubs, what have you, and she sings the national anthem. I got to meet her for the first time at the wedding I was at. Gosh, that was last month. This time is just going by so fast. But I got to meet her in person there. And she and Matt Gaetz were both in very high spirits, having a great time, dancing. Didn't seem to be bothered at all by anything. I would assume that at that time they were already discussing him being AG behind closed doors. But, you know, even if he decides not to go back into Congress, because, again, if he does, like I said, he won his election here. He did not resign from the 119th Congress. He could show up to inauguration and be sworn in. The problem is the Ethics Committee investigation will still drop wide open, right? And so the only thing that's keeping it from not dropping wide open is the fact that he's now just a, personal or, you know, citizen, public citizen, and so he doesn't have to go through this. The problem is if he ever runs for office again, they're always going to bring this up. This isn't going away. Now, Representative Glenn Ivey here in the state of Maryland, he's actually been making comments on this. And he believes that Representative Gaetz is not out of Dodge just yet. He believes that it's going to drop. He believes that everything that came out in that investigation, he believes that some of the women that came forward will end up coming forward on public record. You never know. That could be the case as well. You see, there are so many people that do not like Representative Matt Gaetz because he is America First, right? He is somebody that's not going to toe the line. He's not going to take orders, marching orders from anyone. And that's why many people like him. Right? He does what he wants to do and he feels that's, you know, right for this country. That's why I like him. So it's, and, you know, so he's got a lot of enemies on top of it. So could somebody pay these young ladies to come forward? Sure. If you look at the Venmo payments, you don't have to pay them much. If that's true, if those Venmo payments were to those, you know, young women, there's two of them apparently, then it wouldn't take much to get them to come forward. I've got Davis in Baltimore. Davis, you want to weigh in?
Yeah. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me. It's my first time on your show, although I listen to you all the time.
Oh, thank you for calling. Thank you.
You're welcome. For the Matt Gaetz situation, I think there's a saying that those who live by the sword die by the sword. He's not very liked by the Congress who are amongst our Republican colleagues. Kevin McCarthy's situation comes to mind, how that whole episode played out. And even though he's being selected to be the Attorney General for the U.S., he has so many enemies in Congress. He's not going to make it through, irrespective of the sexual allegation thing. That's just one piece of the puzzle. But he also has to deal with the Congress, the senators. They are not on the same page with him. They don't like him. Yeah, it's an American force, but then there's a lot of issue baggage he brings along. You know, so fortunately he has to drop out. I think my bottom line is that he brought this upon himself. He has no one else to blame but just himself.
Yeah.
That's just the way I look at it. Let's just call it spade a spade. He brought this upon himself. Completely,
yeah.
with the young women he had affairs with, relationship with, whether they are minors or not, and with his conduct during Kevin McCarthy's tenure as Speaker, and that has not played well.
I agree with you, Davis. I agree with you 100%. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend. He did bring this on himself, and you know, a lot of people were mad at me because I said Kevin McCarthy is extremely powerful. To play games with Mr. McCarthy is, you know, you got to be ready. I hope that your closet's squeaky clean. That's all I'm saying. You know, I still believe. Remember the whole thing with Lauren Boebert in Colorado? And that video came out of her in the theater and having, you know, intimate moments with her then date. I still believe that was Kevin McCarthy. I think that's why we got that film so quickly. Because remember, she was also one that was trying to oust him. Politics is, it ain't easy. and it can get dirty. When we get back, I do want to hear more from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Your thoughts on Matt Gaetz.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. She describes herself as a friend of President-elect Trump, former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, Mr. Trump's choice for Attorney General. In Pennsylvania, Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey has finally done it. He's conceded the race to his Republican challenger, Dave McCormick. Senator Josh Hawley says Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas and FBI Director Wray showed the utmost disrespect for the American people by skipping this week's Senate Homeland Security hearing. Russia says it was not an ICBM, but rather a new kind of hypersonic missile fired at Ukraine this week. Vladimir Putin's action comes after President Biden gave Ukraine permission to fire American-made long-range missiles deep into Russia. An elevated risk of flash flooding and mudslides persists today across parts of the storm-weary Pacific Northwest. More details at srnnews.com.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens and Chargers Monday night, and while the talk this week has been about Justin Herbert and the L.A. offense, don't sleep on the Charger defense. Here's Lamar on what he sees on tape.
And they're just flying around, creating chaos, getting turnovers. That's a huge, huge job for the defense to do.
Chargers allowing just 14.5 points per game. That's the lowest in the league. 14 interceptions, second best in the league. Ravens injury news, Roquan Smith down again for Baltimore yesterday. Highly unlikely to play on Monday night. Travis Jones and Nelson Aguilar also missing from practice. Meanwhile, last night in Cleveland.
To the end zone goes Chubb. Touchdown, Browns. Look at this crowd. Nobody's left.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. Browns beat the Steelers in a snowstorm, no less. 24-19, the final. After the game, Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
That was an unbelievable atmosphere for a football game. Our fans were unbelievable, maybe believable, just how incredible they were from the jump.
Baseball news, no shock here. Shohei and Aaron Judge are your league MVP winners. Major blow yesterday for the Caps off ice. Alex Ovechkin, a fractured left fibula, out 4 to 6 weeks. On the ice, the Caps felt it. A 2-1 loss to the Avalanche. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If you have tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of highest quality, made in America, delivered conveniently to your door. Thetrustedlab.com CBD is lab tested. All natural and a great alternative to addictive drugs. And now take an extra 30% off with their Black Friday deals for sleep, mood, joints, body, and even for your pets. Go to thetrustedlab.com and take an extra 30% off the highest quality CBD to move better, feel better, and sleep better with thetrustedlab.com.
Low pressure over the Northeast, dragging in some colder air and a mix of rain and snow through the morning hours, will warm up just enough that it'll be light showers for the rest of the day. Temperatures around 40 today, showers around this evening before we dry out later tonight. Dry through the weekend. We'll see some sunshine tomorrow, warming up 55, 58 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off on select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Mark Levin.
You need to get your head around and your hands around what's going on in Dearborn, Michigan and places just like it. These are no-go zones in America now. I've talked about this last week. It's like the suburbs of Paris.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, happy Friday to you. We were talking about Congressman Matt Gaetz. Look, he's got options, just not want to be the Attorney General. That's the option he doesn't have. But a lot of people are asking, could he be a contributor? Could he end up on a podcast? His podcast, personally, is doing very well. If you recall, he's been doing it from Capitol Hill. He could just continue that. Some people were asking about Marco Rubio's seat. I think that's probably not the best idea until this investigation completely drops wide open so everybody can see it and move on from it. But I did ask you, what are your thoughts here? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Bruce and Timonia, what are you thinking?
Good morning, Kim. Good to hear you back on the airwaves.
Thank you. Good morning.
I look at this Matt Gaetz thing as a classic FAFO, and he should have declined the nomination when the president went to him and said, hey, I'd like you to do this, because what did he think was going to happen? Now he's damaged his opportunities for the future. He's made things look bad for, my personal feeling is he made things look bad for the Republican Party and President Trump's group. You know, it's just, if you know you got these skeletons in the closet, and you know you got people that are out to get you, just decline the nomination and do what you're doing. Just keep on keeping on. But it's like, you know, in Washington, D.C., it just, my advice to those guys is just keep it in your pants, guys.
Bruce, they have a hard time with that down there, apparently. I did, Bruce, real quick.
Like it.
Yeah, I wanted to read you this text here from Mike in Pikesville, which could be a possibility. He says, Kim, Trump did Gaetz a favor nominating him so the report wouldn't come out. That's also why he resigned immediately. Matt Gaetz knew he'd have to drop out, but the nomination gave him the excuse to skirt all of it. Do you think that's possibly why?
No, I don't. I think that the Dems have enough venom and vitriol in them that this was like dangling a piece of are chumming for sharks. You know, you're just inviting them now to say, hey, you know what, let's look into this guy a little bit further and stir the pot and see what we can do some damage.
Yeah. And I, you know what, Bruce, thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. And another thing, and this is why a lot of people called, you know, former Speaker Kevin McCarthy a rhino. Another thing is, McCarthy doesn't just have power with Republicans. He also has power with Democrats. And as Bruce pointed out there, when you've got people like that that really want to go after you, I mean, think about it. Even when it was when they were ousting Kevin McCarthy, they were going back and forth. They were there late nights. Remember that? Because they were trying to figure out who could be the next speaker. Everybody was there. They couldn't leave. You know, they could not leave until things were, at least they had somebody nominated. So they went back and forth with all these people. Remember, it was Steve Scalise. It was all different kind of people. And then finally, it got to Speaker Mike Johnson. But people were already like, dude, Matt, what have you done? And don't forget, this is why you're not hearing much from Congressman, I'll say probably Donalds. I think he's had a few things to say on Fox News about it, but not a ton. You know, they were mad at him at that point. Remember, they pulled him aside and asked him to wait on ousting Kevin McCarthy until, you know, the 119th Congress session. Like, they didn't even want to go through it at that point. And so there were a lot of people that are still upset that he did it then. You know what I mean? Dan in Harrisburg, am I making any sense here?
Well, I'll admit I'm a Matt Gaetz fan. So, first of all, I'll throw that out on the table, mainly for his wit and his ability to tear people down in conversation. I think that Trump picked him. I think it was a bad choice, though. I think Trump picked him as a pawn to switch around on the table. But I don't think it's, and it's not the right, but it's disingenuous for the left now to be trying to raise allegations where if they have them, there's no proof. It's the same thing with Trump. He's now alleged he's potentially has issues with underage kids. Let's not forget the bevy of Democrats who have done horrible things, sexual and otherwise, including Anthony Weiner, Bill Clinton, maybe Barack Obama, Ilhan Omar with her brother. We pass by all that because we know they're morally bankrupt. Yeah. But we just keep tearing down our own. There's no circling of the wagons. Again, even though if he did what he did, he should pay the consequences. But it's just, it's there's two points, there's two parts here. Trump made a probably potentially good decision to move him out of the way. But we are just constantly tearing him down. FAFO, live by the sword, die by the sword. I don't know if that's the best way to go with it all.
Yeah, Dan, well, you know, it is tough. And I agree with the other callers, too, because if he knew that there was something there, and, you know, of course, they're saying that these girls aren't really credible witnesses, which, if you look at their history, I could see how people would say that, too. You know, there's just so much going on, so much chaos swirling it. I guess I'll ask you this. Where do you think Matt Gaetz could end up next, right? Where do you think he's headed?
I think he's got, I think it was on the Morning Drive, they talked about put him in the czar position, or he's going to end up somewhere in the campaign, but, in the administration, I mean. But I guess the only thing to say there is, what if there is no there?
Right.
But if they aren't correct, I mean, we do this all the time. As soon as there's a sniff of impropriety or immorality, the guy's done. He's toast.
Yeah.
He's never going to have. Jeff Toobin. He's back on CNN.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they circle the wagons, and we just create a circular firing squad.
Yeah, well, I was mad, too, when we ousted George Santos before all that came to a head with a razor-thin majority. I was like, what are we doing? We're eliminating one of our seats, and you know what I mean? And yet nothing happened?
Santos is a scumbag. But why are we tearing? Why are we let them? We don't have to prove a negative. Let them prove the positive.
Yeah, yeah. No, Dan, I'm with you on that one. I hope you have a great weekend. And yeah, I remember being upset about that because it was Representative Dan Crenshaw out of Texas that was leading the charge to get George Santos out of his seat. And I'm sitting there thinking, wait a minute, we barely have the majority, barely. And yes, had he been indicted at that time, George Santos, yes. But had he gone to trial and been found guilty? No, not at that time. So I'm sitting there thinking, like, well, let's hold on to the seat. Let's see what happens because, you know, and then look what happened here in this election cycle, which everybody already knew. That seat was going to a Democrat because George Santos actually won in a seat nobody thought was going to flip. And so then I thought, okay, if anything, why don't we get all our ducks in a row and see who else we can get in that seat or to run for that seat that can actually carry it like George Santos? But nobody did that. They did not prepare for it, and now the Democrat is sitting there. And so, yes, I agree. Sometimes we shoot ourselves in the foot. Brian and Elkridge, what say you on Matt Gaetz?
Hey, Ken, the last caller touched a little bit on what I was going to say, but I will open by saying I am a Matt Gaetz fan. I think he is that proverbial firebrand that everybody says he is, and he's held people's feet to the fire during some of the witness testimony. But I did think right from the beginning that Trump nominated him more for a bargaining chip rather than thinking he would actually get through, meaning that was some leverage that he could use to say, I'll pull Gaetz out if you approve these other two or three nominees without any hesitation. Unfortunately, Gaetz didn't stay in long enough to actually make that happen, so I am happy about Pam Bondi. I've been following her for a long time, all the way back into the previous Trump administration, so I think she's going to be a good backup pick for him.
Yeah, well, Brian, that makes a lot of sense, too. Thank you so much for weighing in. Hope you have a great weekend. That makes a lot of sense, too. You know, was he a bargaining chip? And perhaps it didn't last long. Here's the thing. I guarantee you, President Trump, I guarantee you they had this conversation. And I guarantee you Matt Gaetz was asked, what do you think is in this investigation report? And what do you think could come out or could be leaked, you know, before inauguration, right? I'm pretty sure he was asked. These conversations had to have happened. I wonder if Matt Gaetz was extremely truthful about it to President Trump. That is also what I wonder, because you can't hide these Cash App or what is it, Venmo payments. You can't hide that. You can't. And the Ethics Committee had already requested, obviously, his records, right? They even have PayPal. So he knows for a fact the two women that came forward with the testimony, he knows that they even have proof that he sent them money on multiple occasions, totaling over 10 grand. I just wonder if he was that truthful with President Trump before making this nomination. I don't know. We'll never know. I got Debbie and Severn. Debbie, what do you think is going to go on with Matt Gaetz?
Well, as far as the Venmo and PayPal, we really don't know what was going on. These politicians go out with people and then they get, you know, blackmailed and things. So who knows? Who cares? I say Matt Gaetz for senator. We get him in there for 6 years. We need that in the Senate. So I think it's a better deal. He takes Rubio's seat or something like that. So.
Okay, so you think it's a better deal, even if he's the senator, the investigation will definitely be blown wide open. You're saying that, you know, just let it happen and keep going?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Trump's teaching everybody how to fight back.
Yeah.
He had to do it, and we just need majority because we need to have it solidified for the next election. You know, because in 2 years, I guess the House is up. And then, you know, Trump's going to be gone in 4 years. He's training everybody up, and they better pay attention on how to do it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Debbie, for weighing in. I hope you have a great weekend. You know, I just personally, if I was Governor Ron DeSantis, I don't make that move for Senator Rubio's seat. But like Debbie's saying, you know what? People don't really care that much, especially when you know that Matt Gaetz is going to be a great senator. As far as Pam Bondi, I said I would go back to her experience. You know, if she is confirmed as AG, she would be the third woman to lead the Department of Justice. And she does have about 20 years of experience or more, including 8 years as Florida's attorney general. So she is, in fact, a great pick. And it does make you wonder, why wasn't she the pick the first time around? It does make you wonder. I've got, let's see, it looks like I got, hey, George and Timonium. Hey, George, how are you?
I'm good, Kim. Glad to see you're back. Sorry you lost, sweetie. I voted for you like a Democrat 4 times.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What do you think's happening with Matt Gaetz here? Where do you want to see him go after this as well?
Well, I'd like to see him as senator. But Matt Gaetz got booked. He got Kavanaugh'd. And Democrats are going to do this with everyone. Okay, they're out of power. They've got nothing. So they're going to create the lies, hysteria, whatever they can do to try to sabotage Trump and whatever he does. That's what this is. I've been around politics for over 50 years. I'll be 72 in January. Matt Gaetz got booked. Nobody knows what he did. Nobody has seen the ethics report. Nobody knows about anything. Yet the Republican Party turned into a bunch of little girls that wet their panties and shoved him out. That's what happened. He got Kavanaugh'd, he got Bork, whatever you want to call it, and he would have been a great AG. He should be AG.
Yeah.
So,
see,
I'm kind of passionate about this stuff.
Yeah, no, I can see. I think he got Madison Cawthorn. Remember what happened to him out of North Carolina?
Yeah.
As soon as he said something that wasn't so positive about Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, that video dropped of him, and then he was done.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing I thought would happen with Lauren Boebert. Remember, she was ousting Kevin McCarthy. All of a sudden, this video. And the video in that theater where she was watching Beetlejuice, it was clear as day. And it almost looked as if she was purposely sat in those seats she was in. The camera was right over her.
Look, again, Democrats are going to continue to do this because they're hateful. They're vengeful. They're going to do it with everybody. They've already started setting up a war room to try to oppose Trump and everything that he's going to do. So Matt Gaetz is the first out of the box. He would have been a great AG. He would have torn everything up, which is exactly what has to happen. But Democrats screamed and cried enough that they scared some of the little girl Republicans So it got to the point where Matt Gaetz did the honorable thing and got himself out of the way for the benefit of Trump. And that's all I got to say. Have a nice weekend.
You too, George. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. I also have Joe in Baltimore. Joe, what do you think should happen with Matt Gaetz?
Morning, Kim.
Good morning. Oh, hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm well. I'm very happy to hear you. Very happy that you're back. It's a consolation prize.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes. Yes. I would have voted for you, to be honest with you, but I won't tell anybody else that. the little girls in panties on a bus comment are too on the nose for this conversation. It's amazing to me that some people are justifying this dude's actions. Listen, the evidence came out. He did what he did. Just because you can keep a seat in Congress or get a new seat, have an AG, that doesn't give you the right to back somebody who's clearly guilty of probably statutory rape and definitely of cheating on his wife with multiple women, being involved in a sex trafficking ring. He needs to go home. He doesn't need to be involved in any administration. Doesn't need to be a senator or anything. He's not the type of people that we want in leadership. We need to get back to ethics and morals. Just because you can win does not mean that you put someone who has none of those things in a position of power.
All right, so you think what has been leaked to the press, you think is damning information, is what you're saying?
That's just only a piece of it. We've heard these stories from his colleagues for years. This is nothing new. We all know that you can, first off, Kim, you can look at certain people and tell, right? You know, I'm not trying to judge anybody, but I mean, come on. You understand if you have a conversation with somebody, if you look at somebody, you can tell that, you know, this guy doesn't seem quite the person. He doesn't seem like the right type of guy to me. You can just tell. All right.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe. Do you think that we should drop open the slush fund book, like all of these individuals that's used tax dollars to pay off some of these, you know, claims of sexual harassment? Should we just bust it wide open for everybody on the Hill?
Absolutely. Every single person, Democrat, Republican, Independent, I don't care who it is. If they're guilty, they should be investigated. And if there's something illegal, they should be thrown in jail. And Trump did use him as a pawn, which begs the question, he knew this. So what did he think was going to happen? He knew this was going to happen, right?
I don't know if he knew. I don't know. That's always going to be up for anybody to just guess on that, because we'll never know what conversations were had. I don't know. But, Joe, I appreciate you calling in. I hope you have a great weekend. You know, I'm not willing to say that there's such damning evidence. I'm not willing to say that. What I will say that's a little different, and some people will probably get mad at me, but this is different from Kavanaugh, and this is different from Trump being accused from Jean Carroll. In both of those cases, there was absolutely no evidence of anything. In Kavanaugh's case, the young woman couldn't even remember how old she was, right? And Jean Carroll couldn't even remember what year it was. There was nothing leading. The Venmo payments are tough. Those are going to be tough, but I'm pretty sure he's going to stand up against it. We'll wrap this conversation up when we get back.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And we better start paying attention to security. After all, Harris and Biden did allow, you know, well over 100 unvetted known terrorists into this country. What do you think they're doing, these people? They're plotting, they're planning, they're scheming an attack to kill all of us. That's why they're here. And they allowed them in. Just like they allowed in the murderers that have killed Lake and Riley and dozens of others. And then you have liberal Democrats, one after another, day in and day out, saying that they are going to do everything in their power to help protect the illegal immigrants. What, over the safety and security of the American people? Because that's the choice you're making here.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
When you're hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. This made us wonder, what if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
Escape rooms? Elementary. And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Simple. So, see what the world is like when ZipRecruiter does the hard work of hiring for you. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney. And you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask them to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next 5 callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next 5 callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Matt Gaetz is out as AG, but that's okay, because unlike Democrats, we have a deep bench, and the Keystone XL pipeline is coming back.
Yeah, boy. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
All right. Well, that was fun, right? Trying to figure out Matt Gaetz's future. I'm sure he knows more than we do. But it's always nice to talk about it. Look, Matt Gaetz definitely still has a future. I mean, let's be honest. It's Matt Gaetz. And whether or not he's in the administration as an advisor or what have you, we'll see. We'll have to watch and see what he does. But, you know, I think he is a great asset to the Republican Party. He's always been America first. And we need more of that. Real quick, in the text line, Tiffany says, Kim, Matt is accused of sleeping with underage girl. However, the lawyer said that the girl admitted that she didn't tell Matt her age. She isn't even claiming sexual assault. Hegseth is accused of raping an unconscious woman. In my mind, Matt should have had a better chance than Pete Hegseth. Pete even paid the lady a settlement well before he was considered for Trump's administration. And if Pete gets in and Matt couldn't, I think that tells everyone it was never about the allegations. It was about what Matt would expose. Tiffany, great point there. And like I said before, Matt Gaetz has shown that he does not, you know, answer to anyone. He's unbought and unbossed. And that does scare both Republicans and Democrats. And so, yes, I would think that they wanted to take him out, along with, you know, the fact that Speaker Kevin McCarthy spent millions of dollars hoping he would lose his primary. He didn't want him in at all. I knew he was going to go after him. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about some local issues, like the leaked emails at a DJS in Western Maryland, and how local officials plan to fight against deportations, as if they can actually fight this. We're going to talk about all that more coming up next.
Probably buying her some fruity little drink, because she can't shoot a whiskey. Right now, it's probably a behind.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar, with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
We are for places of awe and wonder. For monuments and stories that bind us together. We are the National Park Foundation, and with your support, we protect our country's most treasured places. For today, and for always. Support today at nationalparks.org.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. She calls herself a friend of Donald Trump, former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, the president-elect's choice to lead the Department of Justice.
Trump moved quickly in naming Bondi as his nominee for Attorney General. He announced the selection of his longtime ally just a few hours after his other choice, former Congressman Matt Gaetz, withdrew from consideration. Bondi served as one of Trump's lawyers during his first impeachment trial.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. In Pennsylvania, Democrat Bob Casey has finally done it.
I just called Dave McCormick to congratulate him on his election to represent Pennsylvania in the United States Senate.
McCormick's win means Republicans will have a 53-47 majority in the U.S. Senate as of next year. Senator Josh Hawley says Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas and FBI Director Wray showed the utmost disrespect for the American people by skipping this week's Senate Homeland Security hearing. The Missouri Republican says the two are required by law to testify, adding that both of them are unfit for office. Russia says it was not an ICBM, but rather a new kind of hypersonic missile that was fired at Ukraine the other day. Military analyst Matthew Saville says Vladimir Putin is
signaling to the Ukrainians, we've got stuff that outranges you, but really signaling to the West, we're happy to enter into a competition around intermediate-range ballistic missiles. P.S., these could be nuclear-tipped. Do you really want to take that risk?
Putin's action comes after President Biden gave Ukraine permission to fire American-made long-range missiles deep into Russia. An elevated risk of flash floods and mudslides persisting today across parts of the storm-battered Pacific Northwest. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 320 points, NASDAQ ahead 11. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-615-7541 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-615-7541. That's 800-615-7541. Again, 800-615-7541.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A suspect has been arrested in Saturday's hit-and-run crash that killed an 11-year-old bicyclist in Elkton. 31-year-old Nestor Guillen-Para was tracked to Wilmington, Delaware on Tuesday and taken into custody as he was getting ready to board a bus for Georgia using a different name. Elkton police and the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force believe Para wanted to travel from Atlanta to Mexico. He's been extradited to Maryland, and his next court date is scheduled for December 16th. A 50-year-old man has died after falling into a fire pit in Bowley's Quarters last weekend. The Baltimore County Fire Department says crews were called to the 3600 block of Bay Drive on Saturday night after Glenn Himmelheber Jr. fell into the pit in his backyard. Himmelheber was taken to Johns Hopkins Bayview Medical Center with severe burns, and he passed away on Tuesday. Tuesday. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
When you need them, your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call. Whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree, there is always someone there for you. However, because of declines in memberships, departments are becoming understaffed and struggling. Here's how you can help your neighbors and your community. No matter what skills you may possess, you can make a difference. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs your help. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at fundraisers? Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? Brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Ravens defense made big strides last week against the Steelers, holding Pittsburgh out of the end zone. Question posed yesterday to Kyle Hamilton was, can they build on that come Monday night?
Yeah, I think it's easier said than done. You know, it's something that we kind of got caught up saying against Buffalo and then coming up the next week and not doing. And so I included, as well as everybody else in the building, definitely doesn't want that.
Ravens, by the way, 42-18 in primetime football since Harbaugh took over in 2008. That's the best record in the league, and the line has the Ravens giving 3. Ravens getting some help last night in the snow.
To the end zone goes Chubb. Touchdown, Browns. Look at this crowd. Nobody's left.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. Browns 24, Steelers 19. Pittsburgh falls to 8-3. The Ravens are 7-4. High school football playoffs. Dunbar puts its 50-game winning streak on the line against Falston. The last time the Poets lost was December 7th of 2019. To Catoctin in the 1A final. And a sidebar here, the Poets have shut out their last four opponents 210-0. And finally, the Trump dance has made its way to the U.S. national men's soccer team. Star player Christian Pulisic showing his moves the other night after scoring a goal. Soccer commentator and former national team goalkeeper Tim Howard called Pulisic stupid for doing the dance. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If you have tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of highest quality, made in America, delivered conveniently to your door. Thetrustedlab.com CBD is lab tested. All natural and a great alternative to addictive drugs. And now take an extra 30% off with their Black Friday deals for sleep, mood, joints, body, and even for your pets. Go to thetrustedlab.com and take an extra 30% off the highest quality CBD to move better, feel better, and sleep better with the Trusted Lab.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
This mix of rain and snow doesn't last long. We'll be changing over to showers as temperatures warm up, but they don't warm up much. 40 the high today. We're dry tomorrow, 55, some sunshine Sunday, 58 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 37 degrees in Perry Hall, 36 in Pikesville, and 36 in Jacksonville. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Lasik Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. It is Friday. Happy Friday to you. You know what I'm going to do this weekend? I'm going to take a nap. That's what I doubt my 8-year-old will allow it, but I'm going to try to get away with it. We'll see what happens. But man, it's been a fun week, and this is my second week back, so having a great time. Don't forget, I'll be here at WCBM 680 every weekday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and I hope that you do tune in. We were talking about Matt Gaetz before the break. And like I said, he could end up, you know, his podcast is already doing well. He could be a contributor at Fox News or some other news network. Honestly, I don't see him as going into Senator Marco Rubio's seat, but you never know. He might do that as well. Or he could go down and be sworn in January because he did, in fact, win his seat in the 119th Congress. So there's lots of things that Matt Gaetz could possibly do. Besides being the AG now that he's withdrew his nomination. So we'll have to wait and see. We will have to wait and see. I got a text here from Tiffany on it. She goes, Kim, it also appears that none of these allegations with Matt were after he got married. That should count for something. It appears that Matt has been a faithful man, which does show his character. Just a woman's perspective, laugh out loud. Yeah, Tiffany. So in inner circles, a lot of people were wondering if he got married because all of this was coming about. Remember, he married Ginger. I guess that was in 2021. And so when he popped the question, there were a lot of people stunned because they had not been dating that long. But there was already wind of the ethics investigation. And so, again, and it could just be timing. It could, you know, who knows? I don't know. I don't know them personally like that. I don't know. But a lot of people are looking at this and saying, you know, possibly that's why he did it. And then also saying that there's something there, you know, this is different from E. Jean Carroll or Kavanaugh, because remember Joel Greenberg, that is the guy that was arrested for the trafficking. And so he's the one that was mixed in the, you know, with Matt Gaetz and others. He ended up getting, obviously he was convicted and is serving time. But when you're looking at the way they kind of drew all this about with the Venmo payments, it actually links with Joel Greenberg. That's why it's so hard to tell what's going on here. Now, I myself have been accused of things that I've never done. And I think you guys, if you even just Google Kim Klasick, you'll see Candace Owens pack, you know, pops up. And even today, she still has yet to correct the record. She's not going to correct the record. But, you know, I was accused of so many different things, including campaign finance fraud. And then the FEC had to put out a 17-page report saying there was no campaign finance fraud. Do you think she went back and corrected the record? Absolutely not. Because it wasn't about me possibly being a shady person. It was about making sure that she tarnished my reputation and my career, which is obviously what's also going on with Matt Gaetz. Whether it's true or not, it is clear people want to tarnish his reputation and his career or his chances of a career. That's obviously what's going on, right? Because they wouldn't be trying so hard to leak this information. There wouldn't be a hacker. There wouldn't be Democrats and Republicans in the Senate, you know, having all these meetings, then saying, oh, we'll kick it down the road. So that's, you know, that I'm also looking at it through my lens, knowing that I went through something like this and there was nothing there. And then nobody came back and corrected the record. Nobody said anything after the fact. And so many people will still say, well, I think Candace Owens won that lawsuit against Kim. No, we dismissed it. The judge came to us and said, you know, you were a public figure. She's a public figure. She couched everything she said about you as, I can't prove it, but. So what I hear is, and the allegation might be, I can't confirm, right? It was all these, I'm asking questions. And so because of that, she got away with it all. And so the judge said, look, you can continue with this lawsuit. It's going to get very costly, and you might still lose at the end of the day because of the way she couched everything. So we dismissed it. And then she came back saying, I won. And people were like, oh, Candace Owens won. I'm like, wait, what? It was craziness. And the Daily Beast had to actually go back and correct their article because they even noted that she won. And when I talked to the reporter, I said, hey, why did you write it like this? And the reporter's name is Justin. He goes, you know what? I'm sorry. I'll go back and correct it. I only went off of what she said and what came out of it. And I apologize. I'm like, this is why people don't trust the media. And this is why journalism is dead. I said, it would have taken you 2 seconds to look it up on Case Search. 2 seconds. You could have saw Kim Klasick dismiss the case. Yeah. Or yes. Could have called me. Could have emailed me. I know he had my email. And so I understand that there are some people that will just go after you like, you know, like they have their claws out. And that's what I was saying about Kevin McCarthy. You know, Matt Gaetz already had this X on his back. He was a target after he ousted Kevin. And then when you had so many people that were involved in all of that, and so many people, they took their time. They're trying, like I said, trying to find out who's the next speaker. Nobody was lined up. There were so many people that were upset about how it was handled that they're not coming to Matt's defense. And they won't. And so this is where it sits. So we shall see what happens. But unfortunately, this is going to be an issue whether or not he runs for office. And you know what? Even if he goes back to his podcast, I guess he could always ignore the questions about it. But you know, people are going to still ask about it. And so it might be just in his best interest to just, you know, completely, you know, put it all on the table so that he can just move on. I don't know. I really don't know. I will go on myself to a local story because I thought this was interesting. We were talking about DJS at the beginning of the week because a whistleblower came forward to talk about what was going on in the Department of Juvenile Services. Now, apparently in Western Maryland, there's also some things happening in Department of Juvenile Services. So we were talking about PG County, right, the Sheltenham facility. Then we started talking about the facility here in Baltimore City and Baltimore County. And now we're talking about Western Maryland, okay? It sounds to me, this culture, quote-unquote, that State Attorney Ivan Bates was referring to is really out of control. And believe it or not, I spoke to a friend of mine at the gym yesterday. Mario, if you're listening, hello. He gave me a little insight about what goes on at DJS as well. But first, I want you to take a listen to this audio, and then we'll discuss.
Leaked emails reveal Department of Juvenile Services employees are raising internal concerns about violence and unrest at a youth facility in Western Maryland. The union representing DJS workers points to understaffing as the main reason for violence inside DJS facilities.
In Fox 45, Jeff Abel joins us live with the closer look at these emails and what's being done to protect both staff members and teens. Jeff?
Well, the emails are painting a desperate picture of unsafe conditions inside a DJS facility and are making a last-ditch appeal for help.
It's been harder and harder to be a DJS employee.
It was last month when correctional officers sounded the alarm about unsafe conditions in Maryland's juvenile justice facilities.
I've had members tell me they've been punched, slapped, and assaulted on the job because staffing levels are severely low.
Now, in emails obtained by Fox 45, an administrator at Backbone Mountain, one of the state's two long-term youth facilities, complains to state officials that conditions are growing worse, writing, "We have youth who can spit on staff, assault staff, get in fights, and nothing happens to them to get out of here. I feel that we have kids who cannot go back to the group because of their safety. There will be another group disturbance," he writes, "and I tell you what, I've been in two of them and pretty sure a lot of other staff members as well, and it is not pretty at all. I always thought whenever kids are in our care, our first priority is to make sure they're safe. But this department does not get it, meaning it does not care about staff safety of the youth or the staff of our facility.
They have a right to work in a safe environment."
When the administrator failed to receive a reply from DJS leadership, there was a follow-up email describing an assault on another staff member and writing about an offender. "He is making it hazardous to work with him. Staff should not have to come in and worry whether or not they're going to be spit, bit, and hit because this youth no longer cares about anything.
We ought to be figuring out how to help that boy. Instead of writing a letter."
Kenji Scott, who worked as a correctional officer in a juvenile facility, says the complaints are an indictment not on juvenile offenders, but on a lack of training for correctional officers.
"We keep hiring high schoolers and grandmothers and aunties with no experience with working with these type of kids in the institution. This is what we're going to get. This isn't Sunday school. This is juvenile jail."
We did question DJS officials today about these concerns and these conditions, but so far, no reply. Jeff Abel, Fox 45 News.
All right, as you heard there, that was Jeff Abel, and these are leaked emails out of DJS in Western Maryland. So, this goes to my conversation that I had with my friend Mario at the gym yesterday. And he told me, because I said, "Mario, because he was once a kid that got in and out of trouble. And then he went into the military, and now he lives a great life, right? He's doing great. And he's a great father for his kids, and I want to make sure my kids don't make any mistakes." Well, he informed me, as you heard there, that woman that was saying, "Oh, there's grandmas in these DJS facilities, there's aunties, there's this, there's people with no experience." Mario confirmed that is the case. He said they are so short-staffed, they're hiring anyone. And then giving them the basic training, very surface training, and then they send them in there to work because, again, they're short-staffed. And so he said, yeah, so there are people working at DJS, the staff members that are being assaulted. They are. And so I even asked him about this allegation from the whistleblower about some of the staff members sleeping with the youth at these DJS detention centers. He said that's been going on for a very long time. And then I asked him about the Suboxone, because remember, this is what the whistleblower was talking about. He said, that's absolutely going on. He said, where it's worse is honestly at the city, the Baltimore City Jail. He said, you're talking about DJS. He said, somebody should blow the whistle at some of these jails. He said, they're all given Suboxone as much as they possibly want. There is no limit, and they just hand it out. And he said, so a lot of these guys, even when they get out with an addiction. And some of the people that get Suboxone, according to him, he said, sometimes those people didn't need it to begin with, but that's not, you know, they don't thoroughly investigate whether or not these people actually need Suboxone. All they have to do is ask. And if that is the case, again, that was alleged from a friend of mine that knows the system very well, and I believe him. And it sounds like exactly what these whistleblowers are saying. I have so many questions. Where's Governor Westmore on this? Where is Secretary Vincent Schiraldi? And where the heck is the union? Where is the union for state employees? that's also really missing in this conversation. Why do you have DJS workers protesting, right? I mean, this is wild to me. Where is the union? I want you to weigh in on this. Because I feel as though, since you had this whistleblower come out, you got the leaked emails, I feel like this is going to blow wide open very, very soon. And I would assume it's going to happen even right before our state senators and delegates get to session in Annapolis. And then it's like, okay, so, you know, say this is part of the culture. This is what's going on. How do they rectify it? Where do they then get the staff? I have so many questions here, and it sounds like a very dangerous situation. And if we're not actually rehabilitating these kids, why do we keep sending them there? And then why do we continue to let them out so that they can go right back in there once they commit another crime? Like, what are we doing exactly? Questions upon questions. And I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can also text me through the text line. What do we do about this? And when is Governor Westmore or anybody else going to step up and acknowledge what so many people are now saying? We'll discuss when we get back.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. My messages often sound a warning of coming disaster that may be unavoidable. But with the bad news, I also must give you glad tidings. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. And from Psalm 118:6, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? John 14:27 tells us, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And from Psalm 23:4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This world is evil. There's danger lurking around every corner. And yet the Lord's people have a peace about them that passes all human understanding. And it's free for the asking. If you don't have it, what are you waiting for? And if you don't want it now, then when? This is Pastor David Lewis at the Moment of Truth.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home. Protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're talking about the culture over at the Department of Juvenile Services. Apparently, all across the state, not just in certain areas like PG County or Baltimore City or Baltimore County, we're now talking about Western Maryland, where these allegations are now coming out that there is a very shocking but also dangerous culture behind DJS walls, to the point where you've got staff members that are being assaulted and possibly the youth that's staying there, that's being detained, possibly having intimate relationships with staff members. Again, last time I checked, everybody that is detained at DJS is under the age of 18. I am actually still floored that that allegation has come out, and absolutely nobody, not Vinnie Schiraldi, not Governor Westmore, or anyone else, I am floored that nobody said yet, okay, that's going to be investigated immediately. Like, no one has said a thing about that. No one said a thing about an adult possibly having sexual relations with a child. That's what we're talking about here. That's exactly what we're talking about. And not a word from anyone. This just shows you. Remember that whole thing? Remember we all went through this, you know, way back when? What was that? 2019? When was Black Lives Matter? I guess it was more 2015, right? During the quote-unquote uprising. And we were talking about how Black Lives Matter. In this case, in this scenario right here, does this sound like Black Lives Matter? It doesn't, does it? Because if their allegation came out, and that was possibly your child was being detained at one of these facilities, wouldn't you expect somebody to jump up and say, oh my goodness, this sounds like pedophilia? Like, wouldn't you expect somebody to jump up and say something? Still very floored on that one. But beyond that, I did ask, where is the union? I also asked, where's Governor Westmore? Texter said, Kim, where is Westmore? Try a Ravens game. Or a Thrasher, or at Thrashers, or a party in general. I know, it's like, you don't want to laugh at it, but it's sad to say. It's like he's always out to lunch on these things. And I just look at it as, you know, it kind of says to me that he doesn't plan to run for a second term. Does anybody else feel the same way about this? He's talking about a lot of national issues, right? The Trans Remembrance Day. If you go to his social media pages, it's really all about national issues. Very, very little of it is about what goes on here in the state of Maryland. And then when you look at when he does interviews, right, when he does the press, he's only on like the national networks, right? MSNBC or CNN. He's rarely doing local news, if you notice that. And so for me, I look at how he treats a lot of this like, you know, he's just focused on his big national run. You know, he's not really focused much on Maryland, but who knows? I am going to reach out and see if we can get Governor Westmore. Like, obviously, he does mostly national. He probably will not agree, but I feel like, you know, what could it hurt? They say no, maybe. Maybe we'll get somebody in his office that could come in. I doubt it, but I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a shot. But as I was also thinking about along these lines with these DJS allegations, especially of staffers being assaulted, I wonder if there's been cases of lawsuits or payouts, and we just don't know about it. Because I would think, because the whistleblower, what she leaked was allegedly there was even staffers that were assaulted so much that there were broken bones. I would imagine that there could have possibly been lawsuits surrounding some of these cases if they are in fact true. And if that's the case, we the taxpayers should know about that. Again, another question would be, where in the heck are the unions? Where are they? I don't know. All right, remember we were talking about Fuzzy's Burgers yesterday and how they were working alongside Peabody Heights Brewery. And we were talking about, you know, whether or not they'll be all right moving forward and where they're going to be. And it was very difficult to read the story from the press. I think Channel 11 had the story about basically Fuzzy's Burgers. There was a post made on the owner's personal Instagram page of President Trump. And he's obviously a Trump supporter. And because of that, Peabody Heights Brewery said, oh, well, we don't want Fuzzy's Burgers food truck to be here with Peabody. So they severed ties. Well, there is a statement now that is out from Fuzzy's Burgers. And I'm going to read that to you. Let's see if I can pull this up here. And I want to make sure that you guys know, because we were talking about whether or not they were going to be somewhere this weekend so that we can patronize them and eat Fuzzy Burgers for ourselves. It says here, sorry about that. My computer is so slow. At Fuzzy's Burgers, we believe that great food is about bringing people from all walks of life together. The name Fuzzy's is inspired by the warm fuzzies you feel when something good happens. Feelings of contentment, happiness, and acceptance and belonging. Fuzzy's Burgers has multiple owners with very diverse lives, with differences in political viewpoints, sexual orientations, and more. We are proud to celebrate diversity, starting with our team that makes it all happen, the communities we serve, and the cultural flavors that inspire our menu. One of our owner's personal views was shared and mistakenly interpreted as a political endorsement by Fuzzy's Burgers, and for this reason, it was quickly removed. We want to be clear. Fuzzy's does not endorse any political ideology, but we respect everyone's opinion, and it makes all of us stronger. The misrepresentation of our business has prompted an early exit from one of our agreement with Peabody that was due to expire next month. We will miss our friends at Peabody and the vibrant community they created, but we look forward to finding a space where everyone is welcome. And again, that's from Fuzzy's Burgers, and they don't have yet a date or a location for this weekend, but you can always go to Fuzzy's Burgers' website and follow them on social media so you can see where their food truck will be. And hopefully we'll have less political divides moving forward, but I won't hold my breath on that fact. Coming up next, we're going to talk about local officials fighting back against Trump's deportations.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A self-described friend of President-elect Trump is Mr. Trump's pick to lead the Department of Justice, former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, Mr. Trump's choice for Attorney General. In Pennsylvania, Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey has done it. He's conceded the race to Republican challenger Dave McCormick. Senator Josh Hawley says Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas and FBI Director Wray showed the utmost disrespect for the American people by skipping this week's Senate Homeland Security hearing. Russia says it wasn't an ICBM, but rather a new kind of hypersonic missile fired at Ukraine this week. Vladimir Putin's action comes after President Biden gave Ukraine permission to fire American-made long-range missiles deep into Russia. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 170 points on the NASDAQ, 60 points lower. This is SRN News.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Harbaugh brothers will make history for the third time this Monday night in L.A. when older brother John leads his Ravens into SoFi Stadium to face younger brother Jim and his L.A. Chargers. Here's the elder on the matchup.
Very good football team we're playing this week. And they're highly ranked pretty much in every area. Winning football team, very physical, very tough, extremely well-coached football team, no question about it. One of the best coaches of this generation, no question. I believe that. Even if he weren't my brother, I would say the same things.
But he is his brother, and so, of course, the questions eventually turned to that.
Jim is a fun guy. He's my brother. Known him since he was born. I've got that on him, you know, a couple months. He loves football, man. He loves his players. He loves football.
Kyle Hamilton chimed in on the novelty.
It's always cool to see, like, their family, what they've done, and what they've done for football, and be a part of it.
On the field last night, a snowplow in Cleveland.
To the end zone goes Chubb.
Michaels with the call on Prime. It's a week-to-week lead. But how in the world? 24-19 Browns over the Steelers. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If you have tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of highest quality, made in America, delivered conveniently to your door. Thetrustedlab.com CBD is lab tested. All natural and a great alternative to addictive drugs. And now take an extra 30% off with their Black Friday deals for sleep, mood, joints, body, and even for your pets. Go to thetrustedlab.com and take an extra 30% off the highest quality CBD to move better, feel better, and sleep better with the Trusted Lab.
CBDMovilab.com.
Low pressure over the Northeast, dragging in some colder air and a mix of rain and snow through the morning hours will warm up just enough that it'll be light showers for the rest of the day. Temperatures around 40 today, showers around this evening before we dry out later tonight. Dry through the weekend. We'll see some sunshine tomorrow, warming up 55, 58 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off on select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
On the next morning drive with Casey and Elliot, all eyes on who will be the FBI director nominee and Treasury Secretary. Monday morning, 6 to 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Happy Friday. Hope your weekend starting out right. Gosh, we've been talking about so much, especially Representative Matt Gaetz and then DJS. Obviously, there's a culture there that needs serious investigation, and I would say by federal agents. And I would also love to see the union step forward and say something as well with all these allegations. But, you know, I guess we'll wait till next week to see if something happens there. You know, I was listening to Gary Stein's support update there. And I heard the interview between, was it John Harbaugh? Yes, John Harbaugh was talking about his brother, Jim, right? Do I have it right or do I have it backwards? So, John was talking about Jim. And there he said, I've known him since he was born. And then he said, I got him by a couple months. And then I was like, wait, how? And then here's my mind. This is like this, just so you know how my mind works. So I go to Google it, and I was like, oh, he must have meant by a couple years, because John is 62, Jim is 60. But he said a couple months, and I was like, well, that's bizarre and pretty much impossible. Like, if he said a couple minutes, if they were twins, maybe. But that was like, wait a minute, what? So he meant to say a couple years there, not John. Yeah, John meant to say. Oh, yeah, John meant to say that. So it's interesting, very interesting. Anyways, I thought that was funny. I also think, moving forward, we're probably going to see a lot of Democrats scrambling in the state of Maryland because, as we've talked about so often, Maryland depends on federal government money. Now, Maryland's not the only state that depends on government funding, federal government funding. So I'm not going to be unfair in saying that Maryland leadership is absolutely the worst leadership in the country. I'm not going to say that because there's many states that depend on federal money. It's just sad, but that's the case. And so now local officials, they are speaking out. And this is what gets me the most. You saw that Republicans won bigly in this country. And a large part of it was the economy, inflation, and of course, immigration. Well, Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor has the story. And it says here, Maryland leaders oppose Trump's immigration policies and brace for federal funding risks. And I look at that and I say, okay, so these geniuses understand that they need federal funding. Yet, they're still going to be very vocal in how they don't agree with President Trump and how they feel as though that they're not going to have to, which is crazy to think, but they're going to have to work alongside federal agents with these deportations. So I have some audio here for you, but I just think it's interesting that they believe that they can get through this without having to work with the federal government. Take a listen.
Well, Maryland leaders aren't being shy about their disdain for Trump's mass deportation plans, but with the federal government vowing to push forward with or without their support, some warn that the criticism could cause more harm than good.
As much of the country skewed red this November in deep blue Maryland.
In many regards, this election cycle did not go as I had hoped.
Frederick Mayor Michael O'Connor, the latest local official publicly condemning Trump's policies and taking aim at his plans for mass deportation.
I want to make clear to our immigrant community that we will use any and all avenues to ensure you know you are safe in Frederick.
O'Connor banning any cooperation with federal immigration agents and proposing the creation of a legal advocacy fund, which would use tax dollars to pay undocumented immigrants attorneys' fees.
Ensuring they have the legal support they need to stand strong and remain in this community they have chosen to call home.
This week, Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman voicing similar concerns.
We will do everything that we can to make sure that people have legal representation and that people have services. And if people are deported, we will be having to provide services to the families when the breadwinner leaves.
Along with Mayor Brandon Scott.
We know that we are looking at challenges in the years ahead.
And Governor Wes Moore, who recently paid a consulting firm $190,000 to prepare for a Trump presidency.
But Marylanders are worried about what this election is going to mean for themselves and their families and their future.
What do you make of this approach?
They're not going to be able to ignore federal immigration law.
Betsy Smith with the National Police Association warning a lack of cooperation won't stop ICE agents.
The federal government will prevail because it is against the law to harbor people who are in this country illegally.
But it will put Maryland's public safety and federal funding at risk.
The federal funding will ultimately dry up and they're going to be stuck supporting these massive amounts of illegal aliens, including the thousands that are criminals. And it's going to create an untenable situation for the leadership and for the communities.
And all of this is absolutely ridiculous, but you heard that correctly. So not only do local leaders want to use your tax dollars for housing with these illegal immigrants and food for these illegal immigrants, they're now going to pay their legal fees with your tax dollars. You heard that correctly. I don't know how on earth they continue to get away with stuff like this. I really don't. Now, Mayor Brandon Scott, you heard there, he says, oh, we're looking at challenging years ahead. Your whole life is challenging, Mayor Scott. You literally have juveniles targeting the elderly and carjacking them at gunpoint daily. Is that not challenging? Are you kidding? And you're thinking about President Trump? This is what's so crazy. So basically, Democrats in Maryland didn't learn a thing. They learned absolutely nothing from the 2024 elections, right? They learned nothing. They saw that they lost bigly. Governor Wes Moore, you traveled across the country to swing states, the very swing states that President Trump won in, and in many a case, handedly. You were there. You were there to speak on behalf of the Biden administration, and clearly the voters didn't care. Okay? Voters care about illegal immigration. And so why are they going to bat here for criminally charged illegal aliens? Because that's the only ones that really Tom Homan and President Trump have been talking about so far, are those that are here not just illegally, but criminally. And they said, look, you know, we want to be able to get them out of here. Now, Tom Homan, he was, in case you missed it, gifted land from Texas Governor Greg Abbott. And the Texas governor said you can actually use that land as deportation camps, meaning what he'll do is he'll actually have people wait there. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but so they'll go out, they'll find out who these criminally charged illegal aliens are. ICE will detain them. But while they're trying to get them and figure out where they came from and where they're going, they can use that land in Texas to detain them at a facility there. And so Tom Homan said he's absolutely going to use it, and he's absolutely going to do it, which is necessary because what they're saying is, yes, we know that they're in your communities, and so to act as quickly as possible, we're going to take them to Texas, put them in these facilities, which would house them really as prisons, and then we'll make sure we get them to where they need to go, right? That's what they're going to do. So it's not like they're doing this in an inhumane way. Because if it were me, if it were I, do you know how I would handle this? I would just take you right out. I would detain you, take you over to Martin State Airport, and fly you south of the border and drop you off. I don't really care where you go from there. You're not my problem. If it were I. But I think Tom Homan and President Trump are being very nice about this. Extremely generous. Because I wouldn't have it that way. I wouldn't. But here you've got the mayor in Frederick saying, you know what? Not only are we going to harbor these illegal aliens, we're going to pay their legal fees. Another question it begs is, why would they risk federal funding being cut off? For what? Why do you support criminals so much that you will lose out on possibly funding the Francis Scott Key Bridge? Why would you do such a thing? Why would you play politics in this way? If you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Why is Maryland so pro-criminal? Is it just for the individual wealth piece of it? Because we talked about this, right? Those that work for the government, they make a ton of money doing, I still don't know what. Those that make money off of the criminal system, right? Public defenders, all these people, they make a ton of money. They're now saying, you know what? We're going to give these public defenders even more money because we're going to pay them to help protect these criminally charged illegal aliens. Think about this. This is a great way for them to funnel more tax dollars into their pockets. Because if you're looking at it as a perspective as, you know, I could run on this later, how can you run on protecting criminally charged illegal aliens that could possibly be in some Venezuelan gang? I mean, you can't run on that, can you? I don't know. You tell me. You got some texts coming in here. One texter says, Kim, Maryland Democrats will run on fighting Trump in 2026. And will, with the help of the media and with Larry Hogan, might actually be successful. Yes, texter, I mean, it's a possibility. I think they're going to get another wake-up call. And I think that's what really this past elections were here in November. It was a wake-up call. Do people absolutely love President Trump? No. There are many people that voted for Trump that really can't stand him. They hate the fact, you know, every time he opens his mouth, they get upset about it. But they knew for a fact they had to vote for him. Not just for the simple fact that there was attempts on his life, but because life for them was better under President Trump. You can see the writing on the walls. Right now, they're talking about relieving Joe Biden of his duties, right? And having Kamala Harris step in for 2 months. Now, first of all, is that some kind of prize for her, I guess? I don't know. The fact that they're even weighing this is absolutely ridiculous because now they're saying what we have been saying for years, which is Joe Biden cannot handle the job because he is, in fact, unfit to be in the White House. Now they're all of a sudden, now that Kamala lost, now it's, oh, yes, he is unfit to be there. Yes, we should remove him. It's ridiculous. But we've been saying that for years, but they told us what? He was sharp as a tack. So I do ask, how does this help anybody that's in office, and especially these Democrats that are like, I'm going to go to bat for these criminally charged illegal aliens with your tax dollars? Your tax dollars. I got Joe in Timonium. Joe, what say you?
Hey, Kim, I understand why you're so tired this week. You've spent all week showing us how Governor Less is in the pockets of special interests and has done nothing to help the citizens of Maryland, including your coverage on the windmill scam, which has been proven that those windmills never generate enough energy to pay for themselves. The power line situation, how Governor has said nothing. And that's why I call him Governor Less, because he leaves Marylanders behind. And now this immigration thing just shows that they're more concerned about special interest dollars than they are protecting and serving the people of Maryland. So I understand why you're tired and need a nap. And I also wanted to say the whole Matt Gaetz thing, I think Donald Trump knew that was going to happen. So he's playing four-level chess while the Democrats are playing checkers.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Well, thank you, Joe, so much. I appreciate that. Hope you have a great weekend. Yes, I will look forward to that nap this weekend. But if you think it's because I'm so tired because of all of this with Governor Moore, I appreciate that, too. But the writing is on the wall here, right? And yes, we were talking about the wind turbines yesterday. And thank you. I think some people sent some emails over possibly talking more about the wind turbines and then possibly locations in Ocean City where we could do the show live, which is going to be a lot of fun if we can make that happen. But Governor Wes Moore is out to lunch on many issues, including DJS, right? As we hear from whistleblowers. But he's talking about, you know, trans people and how they're so great and so protected here in the state of Maryland. It's very odd. Very odd. I wonder, you know what? I wonder if we did a poll. How many Democrats truly support the work that Governor Wes Moore is doing? Because right now, I would say, you know, effectively, he's not doing anything at all. Effectively. Right? There's a lot of grandstanding. There's a lot of press conferences saying, oh, yes, we're still going to fight for Maryland. We're going to fight for this. And nobody left behind. But he doesn't actually do much after that, right? It's a lot of talk. I got a text here from Fran. It says, Kim, years back, my husband had a factory for building furniture and he hired everyone. New York did a mass deportation on Irish people. So anyone that was here from Ireland illegally, the employers would be fined a very hefty fine. So the government can always come in and fine companies for employing anyone that's illegal, I believe. Yeah, Fran, and that's like a lot of people were talking about the fact that you really just force self-deportation. Because if you can't eat and you have nowhere to stay, you might just go back home. And that's what a lot of people are talking about. But there are also people saying that could lead to even more crime, violence, and who knows what have you. I'm with Tom Hoban and President Trump on this one. You work with ICE, collect at least all of those that are in the criminal justice system, take them down to this facility that they are building now. I guess they're going to build it there in Texas. And then as you figure out exactly how to get each and every one of them out of here, you keep them there. Detain them there. Get them out of my neighborhood. I don't want to deal with it. I really don't. And we were looking at, did you guys see the stories about the football players, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes? So their houses have been ransacked. And there's been having home invasions of professional athletes. I tagged Torrey Smith, the former Ravens player that likes to go back and forth with me on X about absolutely nothing. I tagged him on the story because a couple months ago, when they were talking about the Venezuelan gangs and the home invasions and the Venezuelan gangs that were at the Colorado apartment complexes, robbing people, like going door to door. So Torrey Smith told me that it was really a hyped, fictitious story. And he says, and he even quotes there, how do they affect your life? So I actually tagged him on this story of the home invasions of Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. And I said, hey, it seems your fellow athletes, some of probably your friends, are now being targeted by the Venezuelans. Care to comment? That's what I asked him. He didn't respond, obviously. But this is what you're dealing with. And what's so crazy about it, these people aren't stupid. So the Venezuelan gangs that are targeting these football players, they wait until they can actually see them on television playing on the field. And then they go and invade their house. And they map it out and they have a whole game plan for it. And so in Frederick, you know, the mayor there and everybody else that says they're going to protect these criminally charged illegal aliens, just like we saw recently in New York with Alvin Bragg's assistant, who was just assaulted by one. This is what's coming to your backyard. Okay? You're not protected by any of these things. When they're ready to rob you at gunpoint, they will. They're not going to sit there and say, oh, wait a minute, he's good. He's a Democrat. He lets us stay here in the U.S. No, you're going to be robbed at gunpoint also. Your home is also going to be invaded and ransacked. And I hope you understand that. And if that's what you want to protect, I really do truly hope you get out of the way. Because many of us don't want it. All right, coming up next, I talk real quick about the UMBC exit polls. Yes, still talking about the election cycle. And then at 11, it's top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Jennifer Harrison. She's with the Victims' Right Advocate Group in New York. And she's going to give us some details here on the Daniel Penny trial. I want to know more about this because I still believe Daniel Penny is innocent. I think that he protected a lot of people on that New York City subway. And I think that he should not only be let go and be freed, but I think he should be compensated for the time he spent behind bars. We'll talk to Jennifer about that at the top of the hour. Coming up next, UMBC exit polls.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today. 410-744-6088.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Our video interview tool makes it easy and effortless to meet with candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about the local leaders that are not happy about Trump's policy to deport criminally charged illegal aliens. I don't know why they're not happy about it. The rest of the country voted for that to absolutely happen. Even in swing states that we were told Kamala Harris was going to win big in, didn't happen. Texter here, Russ says, these politicians who want to stand in the way of deportation should be charged criminally with aiding and abetting. I bet once that happens, they change their tune when they are themselves facing jail time. They won't be so tough then, now will they? Russ, I agree with you there. But, of course, that's not going to happen. It won't happen. And here's the deal. And I agree with the former police officer that was there on the audio with Rebecca Pryor at Fox 45. You can't stand in the way of these federal agents. It's not going to work out well. It won't work out well. And what they're, you know, proposing to do is really just kind of pay these legal fees. But here's the thing. It's going to be a waste of tax dollars. Because each and every time they're going to lose. Like most of those that are here criminally, and many of those that have already, tried to seek asylum in front of an immigration judge, they decided to stay even though that they're, you know, already rejected. That's going to come up. You know, their public defender or whoever the lawyer is going to bring that up in court. And it's going to be a waste of taxpayer dollar money then because the judge is still going to decide to deport them. That's what it's going to come down to every time. They're going to lose all of these cases. And so essentially, we're just throwing tax dollars down the drain. What a nightmare. Like, I don't hate people, but I really do hate the people that are that are running Maryland. I really do. It kills me. It really does. All right. UMBC had some exit polls. And I wanted to get to this really quickly because I thought it was interesting. And I wanted you to take a listen.
On election night, UMBC associate professor Ian Anson joined us here at 11 News to help break down the election. Now, that was after spending all day with students, going to more than a dozen precincts, asking people about what motivated them to vote. While we knew the results of nearly every race across Maryland on election night, this latest poll gives us a deeper look at the motivations behind the votes cast by some Baltimore County voters. One of the questions, what would you say was the primary reason you voted? The biggest response, with 43% saying it's a civic duty. Next, 36% say it was to support a candidate they prefer, while 12% responded that they voted to oppose a candidate they did not prefer. Students also asked people the most important issues that they thought about when making their decisions. The voters responding were allowed to pick multiple responses. 67% said abortion/body autonomy. 58% responded with inflation and the price of goods and services, while 55% said honesty and trustworthiness of politicians. Speaking of which, another question asked voters how often they believe that they can trust the U.S. government to do the right thing. 87% responded with either some of the time or rarely. From the 11 News Live Desk, I'm Sean Stryker.
All right. There you heard Sean Stryker, Channel 11. I thought that was interesting because, of course, you have college students, you know, when they're on these college campuses, they're being indoctrinated by many of these professors. And so I think that's why abortion was so high up. They're easily swayed, right? This is why, you know, I think Democrats want kids to be able to vote at 16. They're so impressionable. And the way the messaging works for Democrats, it's like you either do this or you're racist. You either do this or you're homophobic. You do this or you're, you know, something else that's absolutely ridiculous. You're a Nazi, you know? So it's like it's so easy to get these kids to go on board with them. But I thought that was interesting because there was a large part there that says that the kids today do not believe that many of the politicians today are very honest. And I was like, well, at least they're paying attention to that part. At least they got that piece of it. All right, coming up next, we're going to be joined by Jennifer Harrison. a victim rights advocate. And we're going to talk about the case in New York when it comes to Daniel Penny. Lots to go on there. And I can't believe this has been drawn out this long. Daniel Penny was obviously the hero in this case. And there are many people on that New York subway that said the same thing. If there's a deranged guy trying to hurt someone, thank goodness a hero stepped up. All right, coming up next, Jennifer Harrison.
Join us for the Boomy Temple Shriners Festival of Trees, December 5th through the 8th at the Shrine in Rosedale at 5050 King Avenue. 40 decorated trees will be raffled off to help keep the lights on. This family-friendly event will feature over 20 vendors, a train garden, face painting, children's crafts, plus local school choirs, bands, and breakfast with Santa on Saturday and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Get more info at boomyshriner.org. This message is made possible by the Minuteman Press Rosedale.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. She is President-elect Trump's new choice for Attorney General.
Well, I was a prosecutor. I was a homicide prosecutor for 18 years. I was Florida's first female Attorney General. And I was special advisor to Donald Trump, Office of White House Counsel, but most importantly, I'm his friend.
Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi at a Trump campaign rally in North Carolina a while ago. Bondi is the AG nominee after Matt Gaetz withdrew his name from consideration. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth has met with Republican senators, insisting that he's innocent of sexual assault allegations dating back to 2017. Hegseth says there was an investigation, adding that he was completely cleared. Longtime Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania finally conceding the race to Republican challenger Dave McCormick. Casey saying,
as the first count of ballots is completed, Pennsylvanians can move forward with the knowledge that their voices were heard, whether their vote was the first to be counted or the last.
McCormick's win means Republicans will have a 53-47 Senate majority next year. Russia says it was a new kind of hypersonic missile it unleashed on Ukraine yesterday.
What the Russians are trying to do is to try and intimidate the Ukrainians and their Western backers from pushing back any further and to gain as much as they can for the next 60 days until the inauguration of Donald Trump.
Former U.S. intel officer, Russia expert Angela Sett, Moscow is retaliating after President Biden allowed Ukraine to fire long-range U.S.-made missiles deep into Russian territory. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 293 points, the Nasdaq better by 25, and the S&P is up 21 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-615-7541 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-615-7541. That's 800-615-7541. Again, 800-615-7541.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A man is dead after a Thursday night shooting in the 3900 block of Dolefield Avenue in Northwest Baltimore. Police responded to the shooting at around 8:30 last night and found the 29-year-old victim with numerous gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead a short time later. There's no word yet on what led to the shooting. City police are investigating a murder in Northwest Baltimore. Officers were called to the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue shortly before 5:30 p.m. and found the victim unresponsive with a life-threatening gunshot wound. When medics arrived, they pronounced the 34-year-old dead at the scene. And the Harford County Health Department says a raccoon is tested positive for rabies. The animal was found near the 1200 block of Boyd Road and Street, and people or pets in the area may have been exposed to it. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
There are many myths and misconceptions about the topic of estate planning. One of the most common being the belief that the planning process must be an uncomfortable, depressing discussion with your family. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stouffer Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com, planbaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens and Chargers Monday night, and while the talk this week has been about Justin Herbert and the L.A. offense, don't sleep on the Charger defense. Here's Lamar on what he sees on tape.
And they're just flying around, creating chaos, getting turnovers. That's a huge, huge job for the defense to do.
Chargers allowing just 14.5 points per game. That's the lowest in the league. 14 interceptions, second best in the league. Ravens injury news, Roquan Smith down again for Baltimore yesterday. Highly unlikely to play on Monday night. Travis Jones and Nelson Aguilar also missing from practice. Meanwhile, last night in Cleveland.
To the end zone goes Chubb. Touchdown, Browns. Look at this crowd. Nobody's left.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. Browns beat the Steelers in a snowstorm, no less. 24-19, the final. After the game, Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
That was an unbelievable atmosphere for a football game. Our fans were unbelievable, maybe believable, just how incredible they were from the jump.
Baseball news, no shock here. Shohei and Aaron Judge are your league MVP winners. Major blow yesterday for the Caps off ice. Alex Ovechkin, a fractured left fibula, out 4 to 6 weeks. On the ice, the Caps felt it. A 2-1 loss to the Avalanche. And that is Stein on Sports.
If you've tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of the highest quality made in America. The CBD from the Trusted Lab is lab tested and all natural, and now take an extra 30% off their Black Friday deals. Shop today for 30% off at thetrustedlab.com.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
This mix of rain and snow doesn't last long. We'll be changing over to showers as temperatures warm up, but they don't warm up much. 40 the high today. We're dry tomorrow, 55, some sunshine Sunday, 58 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 37 in Bel Air, 38 in Halethorpe, and 38 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, happy Friday to you. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We spent a large part of the morning talking about Representative Matt Gaetz, and then, of course, talking about the culture, the Department of Juvenile Services across the state of Maryland. And then, of course, we then talked about local leaders and the fact that they want to do the opposite of what voters want, and that is deportations, especially of those criminally charged illegal aliens. You know, just like Baltimore, New York has its issues, and there's a lot going on up there. And I'm happy because on X, you meet so many people that are fighting for the right thing. And Jennifer Harrison is the executive director for Victims' Rights Reform Council. And she was basically forced to become an expert on victims' rights and criminal justice issues when both her boyfriend of 6 years and his best friend were murdered back in 2005. Now, three brothers were arrested and charged, but justice was not served as two of those brothers, both who had records, were freed in a sweetheart deal. And we know about those sweetheart deals very well here in the Baltimore region because we had former state's attorney Marilyn Mosby that also gave lots of sweetheart deals to murderers. And so I'm very happy this morning to be joined by Jennifer Harrison. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, Kim. I'm super excited to be with you today. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you for taking the time. You've got a lot going up there, going on, I should say, there in New York. I did recently see where the Venezuelan gang member, and we have many of those in this country, unfortunately, was recently arrested for attacking and assaulting Alvin Bragg, the state's attorney's, one of his attorneys in his office. What do you know about that case? And we'll get into the others.
Well, I talk about karma, right? But we never want to see that happen to anybody. But when their own policies come back to haunt them, it helps as a reminder as to how awful they really are and how dangerous they've made New York for everyone. And you know, I guess we'll get to this in a little while, but not just endangering all New Yorkers and their own employees, but people across the country when they let these violent criminals go and that on a daily basis through their catch and release policies, and then they go off to other parts of the countries and hurt other American citizens that didn't vote for these people.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and it's so wild. And like you said, it's like you don't want it to happen to anyone, but it is kind of like karma. And it is kind of like, you know, you reap what you sow here. Because we were talking about this before the break. We have people here that also protect criminally charged illegal aliens. And it's just, I'm sure, a matter of time until it's at their front door. And again, you don't want to see that, but maybe that's the change that we need to see happen for them to make the changes themselves. You know, Jennifer, I know that you've been doing a lot of work there. If you could just tell our listeners a little bit about what you do with the Victims' Rights Council.
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm safe now in Florida, Kim. I had to leave New York with my 12-year-old son because of the illegal situation. They drove rental prices up in my community on Long Island, you know, because they're going into houses and renting out three or four people to a room. They're paying $500 to $1,000 a person a room. And rent went up from like $2,200 to $3,700, $3,800 to a lot a month. So a lot of hardworking families unfortunately can't afford it and are being driven out of their homes when landlords won't renew leases. So, you know, I've been hurt so much by the Democrats and soft on crime and open borders that, you know, so much that we were forced to leave our homes. So I'm glad that we're safe in Florida. I'm still a New Yorker through and through, so I still fight extremely hard against these social justice reforms. Like you mentioned, my boyfriend and his best friend were murdered in 2005, almost 20 years ago, come January. And I've dedicated my life to giving other victims a voice and fighting against these social justice reforms and Soros-funded and soft-on-crime prosecutors by raising awareness, fighting for legislation, helping out with campaigns, and elevating other victims to make sure that their stories are heard.
You know, and we appreciate the work that you're doing because it is it's sad. And, you know, even here in the Baltimore region, just, you know, right around the corner in Harford County, I know you saw that Rachel Moran case where the mother of five was killed while jogging by a criminally charged illegal alien that should not have been in the country. And he actually had a murder charge. I think it was in El Salvador and still was able to come across the southern border and just kind of, you know, hide in plain sight, really. And so we're seeing this all the time, Lake and Riley there in Georgia. And I mean, we're just praying and hoping that it gets better. But again, I really am happy with the work that you're doing. Earlier in the show, I was talking about Daniel Petty as well. I think some people have you know, lost track of what's going on. But now that it's here in trial, if you could just kind of give us a little bit about what you know with the case and then how things are going.
Sure. It's actually pretty ironic because Tom Kniff is Daniel Penny's defense attorney, and Tom Kniff actually ran against Alvin Bragg in the last CA race. So, it's kind of like a rematch, if you will. Alvin Bragg, everybody knows, he's a household name because of his political prosecution and persecution of President Donald Trump. And, unfortunately, I feel that this is what's happening here. Instead of Alvin Bragg making political prosecutions because it was a white guy that killed a black homeless guy, he should be investigating the non-governmental organizations that were responsible for providing services that Jordan Neely, who's the victim in this case, suffered from. He was a homeless, mentally ill, or emotionally disturbed person living on the subway system. I think he was in the Bowery Mission's top 50 list of people that needed, immediate services. But the Bowery Mission and other nonprofits and non-governmental organizations, which has become like an industrial complex now, are receiving billions and billions of dollars. Meanwhile, people like Jordan Neely, who need help, are living in the subway still. And on a daily basis, you could pick up the paper and read about how dangerous the New York City subway system is because of all of these mentally ill, emotionally disturbed homeless people. And if Alvin Bragg really wanted to be effective and really wanted to protect his constituency and make sure that New Yorkers are safe, he would investigate the billions of dollars of fraud being perpetuated by these organizations that are providing no services. And the system failed Jordan Neely that day, it failed Daniel Penny, and it failed everyone else that was on that subway that had to witness this entire thing transpire. And it's just really sad because there are hundreds, if not thousands, of other Jordan Neelys, mentally ill, homeless people still living on the subways that are desperately in need of help and are suffering.
Yeah, and I think people don't, really take a look at that as well, especially when it comes to the financial needs. Let me ask you this, Jennifer, and I don't know if you know, but as far as Jordan Neely, has anybody in his family or anybody stepped up on his behalf?
Yes, they have an attorney, I believe, but, and Jordan Neely is an extremely tragic story. I don't know if you know this, but his mother was murdered when he was 14 years old. He was on his way to school. He wanted to say goodbye to her. His stepfather wouldn't let him. The door was closed to her bedroom. He felt like something was wrong. He left to go to school, and the stepfather, who had already killed his mother, dumped her body in a duffel bag in the river. So he never saw, as a 14-year-old boy, never saw his mother again. And he never got the help that he needed. So, my question really is, where were all these people when that 14-year-old boy needed a hug and needed a family and needed counseling? And where were they, all the times that he was getting arrested? He had tried to kidnap a little girl. Where were all these people that now care so much now that it's too late for Jordan Neely, now that it's too late for Daniel Penny because his life is going to be ruined forever. It's never going to be the same, regardless of if he comes out innocent or guilty. And all the people on that train that day who are going to suffer, trauma for the rest of their lives. So this all was another preventable tragedy. And, where were they all when he needed them?
Yeah, so I did not know that about Jordan Neely. That is extremely sad, and I guess you can understand then why he was doing the things that he was doing. But, of course, crime is crime. I guess, that brings it back to, like you said, where were people? Because if he was committing crimes, you mentioned kidnapping a little girl, did he end up spending any time? Was he detained for any of these crimes?
I'm not sure if he did any time or if the cases were pending. I'm sorry, I haven't kept track of it recently. But, because of New York's bail reform, it was just constant catch and release, and he really never received the services that he needed to receive.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because, hopefully, this is what they tell us, they try to rehab people behind bars. But if it was just a catch and release situation, possibly he didn't get that rehab either. When it comes to, again, if you're just joining us, we're speaking to Jennifer Harrison with the Victims' Rights Councils. When it comes to Daniel Penny, where do things stand now? I saw that it's kind of a heartbreaking picture or photo of his mother with him, and you can tell like she's broken as well. Where do things stand? Does the trial look like it's going in any direction in which he will be finally sent home?
It's a New York City jury, so really it's anybody's guess at this point. I heard that the trial should be wrapping up next week, you know, around Thanksgiving. So, I mean, hopefully he has an answer and he'll be able to, you know, give thanks for this being over and, you know, being able to move on with his life.
Yeah, I hope so as well. And I know, Jennifer, you keep up with a lot that's going on X. Like I said, the first hour of the show, we were talking about Representative Matt Gaetz. You know, I just kind of wanted you to weigh in. Are you happy with Pam Bondi's stepping up? And, you know, do you see a future for Matt Gaetz, you know, possibly still in law?
Well, I don't know if you're aware, but Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan were gracious enough to come to New York City and hold a field hearing regarding the victims of violent crime in Manhattan and how they're treated. They asked me to testify, which I was very happy and proud to do. And I was really sad that Matt Gaetz dropped out. I'm really sad as to, you know, how he was treated and what they're doing to him, because I know firsthand that he is the firecracker and agent of change that we need to, you know, give the DOJ the upheaval that it needs and to pay attention to victims and to come into areas like New York City and Baltimore and other areas where, you know, Chicago, Philadelphia, go after Soros-funded prosecutors and make sure that victims have rights and that those rights are enforced and that those cities are safe. Also, you know, to enforce the open borders and go after cities who are claiming to be sanctuary cities and violating federal law, violating federal law with the crack house statutes by sanctioning open injection sites. I know that they'll enforce that, which will, you know, completely increase quality of life in these areas. So, but I am happy with Pam Bondi. I know that she'll be an agent of change as well. I know that she's not afraid to take on these hard issues. So I think that we, you know, we definitely will have a champion as with Pam Bondi as the United States Attorney General to make sure that all Americans are kept safe, especially, you know, constituents that are living in cities controlled by Democrats and far left ideologues.
Well, Jennifer Harrison, the Executive Director for Victims' Rights Reform Council. Jennifer, how can people keep up with you? What's your social media handles and the website in which they can support you?
Everything is Victims' Rights U.S. or Victims' Rights New York. You can go on victimsrightsnypac.com, and all of my media is on there, and as well as all of the links for the Victims' Rights Reform Council, where we're no longer accepting donations for Victims' Rights New York because I shut down the PAC, but we do need anybody's support to do the advocacy and connect victims to the resources on the Victims' Rights Reform Council.
Well, Jennifer, thank you for all the work that you're doing, and we'll definitely keep up with you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Yeah, that was Jennifer Harrison. Again, she's Executive Director for Victims' Rights Reform Council. And, you know, there's so many similarities between New York and places like Baltimore. And a lot of it comes down to the leadership, right? I mean, State's Attorney Alvin Bragg, just think about all these cases that he's brought forth about President Trump that happened, what, decades ago? And he still wants to hold him in courtrooms when he should have been campaigning, which obviously didn't hurt him much anyway. But that's what he decided to do. While Jennifer pointed out, you had somebody like Jordan Neely who really needed rehab and he needed true help and he did need the law as well in so many cases. And he was failed. He was failed. And now they're failing Daniel Penny for putting him through what we're seeing today. All right, we get back. We'll talk more about what we just discussed with Jennifer Harrison. And then, of course, we're going to have to talk about Jussie Smollett, because I got a lot to say about Jussie and what he did in regards to MAGA country, as he called it. Coming up next.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Ellis. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors every Saturday morning from 5 to 7 a.m. on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The news and sports you want, timely and accurate traffic and weather, and the informed opinions you trust, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're just talking to Jennifer Harrison, and she's doing a lot of work. I didn't realize that she relocated to Florida. She's no longer in New York, and she was talking about all the illegals there. You know, I've heard lots of stories about things that's been going on at Long Island. It's so sad because it's wild because, you know, at the same time, of course, you want people like Jennifer in Florida, but there are so many Democrats now moving to Florida, you get a little nervous. You know, it's like, wait a minute. I know that you're leaving New York, but I hope that you don't bring your liberal politics to Florida or any other state. But that happens all the time. Obviously, Jennifer doesn't vote that way, but I do have a text here from Wes. Very nice text. He said, I have no idea how you lost your race to Johnny O. He's a joke. You would have been an awesome voice for Maryland. This beautiful state is going to AT-double hockey sticks with all these Democrats. Wes, I appreciate that. As I tell people, you know, we fought hard. And again, shout out to all the volunteers, Glenn Gilhar, Chris and Scott, Harry, Christopher. I mean, just so many people. Rich, oh my gosh, Rich on the overpasses. And just so many people. So many people came forward. They had Steve Whistler in Carroll County. He was helping with all the signage. You know, it's just... It's Sally Taylor, too. She had a great fundraiser. Then you had people in office like Senator Justin Reedy. And there were so many people that came forward for District 2. So many people. And at the end of the day, it's like even though we worked really hard, right? Lots of phone calls, lots of doors knocked, just as much as we could possibly do. All the sign waving out there when it was freezing cold and all other days where it's like 90 degrees, right? And you could work as hard as ever. And Johnny O didn't hardly do a thing. I don't even think he actually personally knocked a door. But it didn't really truly matter because of the way things are in this state and especially in certain areas. So like in Baltimore County, of course, a lot of the developers are very friendly with Johnny Olszewski. And people would ask me, they're like, Kim, I see your signs everywhere. And they're definitely in residential neighborhoods and all these yards. And it's like, okay, yeah, because we're reaching the people individually. Whereas Johnny O had the developers wrapped up. So you could see his signs in front of, you know, shopping centers because that developer is a good friend of Johnny's. And of course, that developer wants him to go to Capitol Hill because now that developer has a friend on Capitol Hill, right? I mean, this is all like pay-for-play kind of deals. And that's why I do hope the IG is still investigating that secret pension payment to his friend, Philip Terabassi. I hope she's still investigating the dump trucks that we paid too much money for. Those buildings that we purchased, the land that we purchased by his house, all of those things come from people that are somehow affiliated with him as far as a friend or as a donor. And all of those things should be investigated. But that's what's happening here. He's got so many people that is basically making a ton of money even off of him, and even still to this day, some of what his father had done, Johnny O. Sr., and that's why he was working so hard to get Johnny O. Jr. elected, right? And then, as Marty pointed out, Johnny O.'s wife, she's part of that lobbying group that is pushing those wind turbines. And so that's what career politicians do, right? They work for years and somehow at some point decades and, you know, through other family members for generations. Their aspiration is to be in office their entire life. And so when you have somebody like me who I just jumped up one day and said, this is wrong, this is corrupt, this is ridiculous, I'm going to go ahead and throw my name in the hat. I don't have those connections. I don't have that effort on the back end where I've made all these deals with developers dollars, or I've got, you know, my spouse is working for some lobbying group that is pushing climate change and making that my number one priority on my platform. It's like I'm not a career politician. You know, it's very hard to beat an incumbent, but it's even harder to beat a career politician. And that's what I was up against. And it's unfortunate. And Wes, I appreciate you saying that. And I wish it would have gone another way, obviously. But I'm definitely happy to be here with you on WCBM. And so, as I was saying earlier, we are going to get into this overturned conviction when it comes to Jussie Smollett. I say that I want to go off on this, and I will. And I hope that you do, too. Because during the time that Jussie Smollett was making these allegations that he was being attacked on a Chicago city street in freezing cold weather, and we're going to go back and I'll, you know, detail what happened exactly, you know, after the break. But the story from the very jump didn't make any sense. And I said that within the first hours the story came out. Believe it or not, I had some people and some friends that were very mad at me for saying so on social media. And I said, no way, no way in the world. I'm black, right? I'm black myself. And we're being told by Jussie Smollett that there are some white guys that are Trump supporters that are in Chicago, recognized him from Empire. I'm black and I've never watched Empire. And if I did, because I have family members that have watched Empire, nobody could tell you who Jussie Smollett is. So he wanted us to believe that these Trump supporters recognized him from Empire and the little tiny role that he had and knew for a fact that he was part of the LGBTQ community and that they should attack him because he is anti-Trump. I knew from the very beginning the story wasn't true. It was never true. Well, anyways, his black privilege is working. His conviction was overturned, and I don't think it should be. I think he almost started a race war in this country. And we're going to talk about that when we get back, and I hope you weigh in as well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan has indefinitely postponed President-elect Trump's sentencing on his New York criminal conviction. In the meantime, the judge will consider the Trump legal team's bid to have the whole thing tossed out. The president-elect did not waste any time naming a new pick for attorney general after Matt Gaetz threw in the towel. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, Mr. Trump's choice to head up the Department of Justice. Took a while, but Democrat U.S. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania has finally conceded the race to Republican challenger Dave McCormick. NATO insisting that Russian President Putin's unleashing of an experimental intermediate-range missile on Ukraine will not change the course of the war in Ukraine. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is trading about 245 points higher. The NASDAQ is down 25. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Sports. The Ravens defense made big strides last week against the Steelers, holding Pittsburgh out of the end zone. Question posed yesterday to Kyle Hamilton was, can they build on that come Monday night?
Yeah, I think it's easier said than done. You know, it's something that we kind of got caught up saying against Buffalo and then coming up the next week and not doing. And so I included, as well as everybody else in the building, definitely doesn't want that.
Ravens, by the way, 42-18 in primetime football since Harbaugh took over in 2008. That's the best record in the league, and the line has the Ravens giving 3. Ravens getting some help last night in the snow.
To the end zone goes Chubb. Touchdown, Browns. Look at this, Browns.
Michaels with the call on Prime. Browns 24, Steelers 19. Pittsburgh falls to 8-3. The Ravens are 7-4. High school football playoffs. Dunbar puts its 50-game winning streak on the line against Falston. The last time the Poets lost was December 7th of 2019 to Catoctin in the 1A final. And a sidebar here, the Poets have shut out their last four opponents 2-10-0. And finally, the Trump dance has made its way to the U.S. national men's soccer team. Star player Christian Pulisic showing his moves the other night after scoring a goal. Soccer commentator and former national team goalkeeper Tim Howard called Pulisic stupid for doing the dance. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If you have tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of highest quality, made in America, delivered conveniently to your door. Thetrustedlab.com. CBD is lab tested. All natural and a great alternative to addictive drugs. And now take an extra 30% off with their Black Friday deals for sleep, mood, joints, body, and even for your pets. Go to thetrustedlab.com and take an extra 30% off the highest quality CBD to move better, feel better, and sleep better with the Trusted Lab.
Low pressure over the Northeast, dragging in some colder air and a mix of rain and snow through the morning hours, will warm up just enough that it'll be light showers for the rest of the day. Temperatures around 40 today, showers around this evening before we dry out later tonight. Dry through the weekend. We'll see some sunshine tomorrow, warming up 55, 58 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off on select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow from New Nordic. Stop feeling embarrassed about your thinning hair and start feeling your best with Hair Grow.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right, I got to ask you, do you remember where you were when Jussie Smollett told the world that he was chased down by Trump supporters in the cold, mean streets of Chicago? Do you remember where you were that day? I do remember seeing on, at that time it was Twitter, you had, before she was a VP, Kamala Harris, saying how Jussie Smollett's story was a big story, and we need to not dismiss it because of all the other things that was going on with it. And I'll never forget that he was at a couple of her campaign events, because this is when she was running for president, if you recall. He was at a couple of her campaign events before he made these allegations. And there were a lot of people, including myself, that were wondering, you know, did he pull this stunt to also help Kamala Harris with her election? Now, of course, at that time, she was still polling at 1%, right? She was doing terribly. It was right after Tulsi Gabbard really got her in that debate. I guess that was a second debate when she was like, let's talk about your record as the AG there in California, Miss Harris. And she really got her good, man. I think that will probably be her claim to fame. No matter what she does in the Trump administration, you just can't forget about that. And she looks great doing it. I will always wonder where she got that white pantsuit from. It was tailored perfectly. I need that suit. But at the same time, I did wonder, did Jesse do it because he was good friends with Harris and they wanted to see a rise in her polling numbers? Because remember at that time, she was talking about, Harris was talking about how Trump supporters were basically the enemies here from within. And then all of a sudden, these allegations came forward. Now, this is out of Variety magazine, which is just summing it up here easily. It says, Jussie Smollett's conviction in an alleged hate crime hoax was overturned on Thursday by the Illinois Supreme Court. The Empire actor was convicted in December of 2021 of 5 felony counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly staging a hate crime against himself in 2019. It was sentenced to 150 days in county jail, plus 30 months of probation, and $130,000 in restitution. Now, that was important because, remember, the amount of resources that were being used when it comes to the police and everyone else, I mean, it was huge. They had all of these police officers running around looking for Trump supporters that tried to lynch him. Remember, he had the rope around his neck when the police showed up. As he was giving and detailing the report, he asked the police officers to turn off their body cams. And I would guess it's because even he knows he's not that good of an actor. And so he asked them to turn their body cams off so he could tell this crazy story that made absolutely no sense whatsoever. If you read further from Variety, it says this came after the original charges against him were dropped in March of 2019, but the case was picked back up when the state conducted an independent inquiry with a special prosecutor. So in December of 2023, a state court rejected his bid for an appeal, and it was ruled that he would have to complete his full sentence, 6 days of which he served before being freed pending appeal. Earlier this year, the Illinois Supreme Court agreed to hear his appeal. What's so funny, because of course I'm looking at this morning, and I saw even on Fox News, they had the two brothers that helped him out with this hoax. Remember, they were from Africa, and I guess he had like a little bit of a relationship with one of them. I still don't know what happened there. They never detailed that. Not that that's important or anything like that, but they were trying to help him out. So he said to them, you know, let's do this. And at the time, the brothers even noted that the show Empire that Jussie Smollett was on seemed to be getting closer to being canceled because it wasn't going so well. And then they also were going to get rid of Jussie's character. And so I guess he was looking for this huge viral moment on top of what I believe was the moment to try to save Kamala Harris's campaign even back then. You know what? Think about how long. How many times was she on life support because she was just an awful candidate? She really was awful every single time she ran for office. She really was. Well, anyways, I thought it was interesting because when you were looking at all the details of the story, whether it was the Chicago streets when it was like freezing outside, the fact that he went to Subway when it was freezing outside, do I know any black people that go to Subway? You know, not anything against Subway. I'm just saying, I don't know many. And if it's freezing, are you really walking past pizza in Chicago for a Subway sandwich? I don't think you are. And that was another thing that the cops were detailing. They were like, yeah, well, we then asked him what happened to the Subway sandwich. And he still had it, even though he was being attacked and lynched. Right? And so he still had the Subway sandwich. So when the cops showed up to get the story at his condo, the Subway sandwich was there at the condo. So like, wait a minute. These guys, these two racists, according to you, that are Trump supporters, they put a rope around your neck, tried to lynch you, was saying all kinds of things. Remember, there were racial slurs. There were all kind of slurs against the fact that he was with the LGBTQ community. They're doing all of these things to you, beating you up, and yet you were able to hang on to the Subway's... He hung on to the Subway sandwich. It's like, what? It was like the whole thing was just so bizarre, and it was so like it, so I'm watching it, like I said, I lost friends over this. I really did, and it was sad because you know, I felt bad because I felt like I had friends that couldn't really see, you know, exactly what was going on, and I thought it was weird because it's like, well, when this all comes out, I'm sure you're going to then say that this is different. Now, when the Illinois Supreme Court overturned it, of course, Fox News jumped on it. I want you to just take a listen to how they explained it.
Breaking just now, the Illinois Supreme Court on overturning actor Jussie Smollett's conviction on allegations that he had staged a racist and homophobic attack against himself in downtown Chicago in 2019 and lied to police. Just a little color from his attorney in a statement to Fox saying, quote, this was not a prosecution based on facts. Rather, it was vindictive persecution, and such a proceeding has no place in our criminal justice system. That breaking just now, we will have more on that throughout the day.
I don't know why. When I heard that, it's like an attack on himself. And then basically what it came down to, because the brothers that he hired to pretend to be like these Trump supporters, apparently they didn't really touch him or rough him up anyway. So he did like an attack on himself and then put the rope that he said was for the lynching, he put it on himself also. Now, this was all overturned due to double jeopardy. And the agreement he negotiated with the prosecutor, Kim Fox, it was not reversed on the merits and the facts of the case. So they're not saying that he didn't actually stage this whole thing. It was overturned basically because of, you know, because of procedure. There was, you know, no evidence, all these other things. But at the same time, you know, then this morning you had the brothers that were on Fox and Friends. They get to stuff fast, man, over there. So the brothers that were hired, they were on Fox and Friends this morning, and they were asked whether or not Jussie Smollett actually paid them and got the amount of money to them. And the brothers were sitting there almost like laughing. They were like, no, actually, believe it or not, he has not paid us. And he only paid us half the amount. And the one brother started laughing. He said, I don't think we're going to get the rest. I don't know. But it's not funny, because here's what really upsets me about all of this. When you had Kamala Harris, who at that time was a presidential candidate, when she jumped in it, and you had all these other people make comments, right? Joe Biden had a quick comment about it. You had Oprah Winfrey making comments. Beyonce was making comments. You had all of these individuals, very high-profile celebrities, the same ones that you saw recently campaigning for Kamala Harris. They're all making these comments basically saying that, you know, Trump supporters are a threat to this country. This was right during the George Floyd riots, right? So tensions were already high. So then you have people like myself where, you know, you're getting beat up online every day for being a Trump supporter because people are actually believing this ridiculous story. And I think just because of that, you know, there should be some lessons learned here. Now, of course, if it's, you know, overturned due to double jeopardy, it's nothing you can really do about that. But at the same time, you know, as Sean Casey mentioned in the morning drive this morning, he's already getting booked. He's already getting gigs. And I'm so upset with the fact that he's basically going on with life as if none of this ever happened. And I'll never forget, he was even just, even when he was telling his story, remember he was on the Today Show, he sat down with all these, high profile, remember he sat down with Gayle King? And that's when, during that interview, he was acting like he was this huge victim. Remember, he was able to muster up some tears? And I saw then, I was seeing through his bad acting. I was like, this is ridiculous. I saw then it was bad acting. So he's like, you know, pretending to fake cry after this fake hoax. And then he said he had the nerve to sit there and say, yeah, you know, I'm just trying to get through day by day. I don't know how I'm going to get through all of this. Then he was booked, because remember, right after that, he was getting booked all over the place. Because now he's popular. Now he's making all this money for these gigs. And there was one gig he had in like some kind of nightclub. And he got on stage and told everybody he felt like the gay Tupac. Do you remember that? And I'm like, what is going on here? So then it all comes out. He then steps back and he doesn't apologize. He doesn't say, I'm sorry for, you know, pretending as if I was attacked by Trump supporters. I'm sorry for pretending that I was attacked by white people for simply being black and gay. So he says he doesn't say any of those things, but he does end up saying, I can't wait for the truth to be told. Remember that? So for like a year, he kept telling people, I can't wait for people to hear my side of the story. Now, in all of this, he's still a victim, right? In his mind, he's this big victim. He's the one that everybody should be shedding tears for. And meanwhile, here he talks about white privilege. Every interview he did, he was saying, oh, because it's a black, right? That whole thing. Meanwhile, you know, when you're looking at all this that he has gotten, right? He's gotten this overturned. The conviction was thrown out. That's, you know, it is what it is. But at the same time, now that he's getting booked for gigs, people, celebrities, what have you, they're still saying, well, you know, we're glad that he's able to pick himself up after this. No! No! I think he should be blackmailed. I think he should be, or not blackmailed, blackballed. I think he should be blackballed from all of his acting and anything else that he could be doing in the future. This is wrong. He should not be booking gigs. He's going to have to go get a 9-to-5, okay? Jussie Smollett might have to go work at Best Buy, okay? Because the fact that that people are acting like this didn't happen, it bothers me. It bothers me. He wanted to start a race war. That's what he wanted. I've got Marty in Parkville. Marty, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, Kim, I'm just hoping that now that this is all over with, that Juicy can stop beating himself up. Marty. And think about how traumatic it must have been. They stuck him in the same cell with the guy that beat him.
Marty, that is true. That is true. That is true. Marty, now I know that, you know, I guess the way that was overturned, it wasn't that he didn't do the crime, I guess you could say. But, I mean, how do you feel about him getting booked and getting gigs after this?
Well, that's up to the people. If they want to pay to go see him, they're welcome to do whatever they want. You know, it's a free country.
Yeah.
I won't do it. But
yeah. No, that's true.
So, well, you have a wonderful day.
You too, Marty. Thank you so much. I appreciate you as always. I just, it's just, I don't know. Do I sound like a hater? Am I a hater then? If I don't want him to get booked and gigged? I don't know. Like I said, as a Trump supporter during that time, it was very difficult. And then you had all these people coming after you, like on social media, saying, how can you support President Trump? Look at the kind of people that support him. Look, you know, they're homophobic, they're racist, and da da da. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, guys, this story doesn't seem credible. And why are Trump supporters in Chicago? And if they are, why are they out in 0-degree weather looking for Jussie Smollett? It never made any sense. I got a text here from Andrew. Andrew said, Kim, is Subway even open past midnight in Chicago? You know, Andrew, I don't know, but he did apparently have the sandwich. Now, what time he got it, I don't know. And I remember seeing, like, some of the video, because remember, even though he asked the police to turn off their body cams, when the police arrived at his building, the body cams were on. So they went up and spoke to the concierge, and the concierge was, like, shocked that the police were there. You would think, if you were the concierge, and you just had a tenant come in, beat up and possibly lynched with a rope around his neck, you would think the concierge wouldn't be shocked that the police were there. You would think the concierge would have called the police himself, right? Like, the whole thing was so weird. I was like, wait a minute. Why is the concierge shocked if Jussie walked in through the front door? Not even 30 minutes prior. Like, why is the concierge concerned? And also, if you just got beat up like this, and you're not thinking these people are following you, I would have been standing in the front, you know, in the front lobby with the concierge saying, hey, can you do me a favor? Call the police. And if you don't mind, I would like to wait here in the lobby here in the open with you, if that's okay. It's like, you know, he didn't seem afraid. He didn't want security. He wanted the body cams turned off. And then all the people, the resources that were used here, all the police that were used to try to find some of these two individuals that were supposedly Trump supporters that didn't even exist. And then again, yes, you have the DA, you know, Kim Fox, who's, you know, the same as Alvin Bragg, the same as the state's attorney, Marilyn Mosby. And they're all on the same page. And they were just like, well, you know, I'm just glad he's okay. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Well, I wanted to get that off my chest. You can weigh in if you want. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. When we get back, I do want to just quickly comment on some of the comments made by Dana White. We'll talk about that coming up next.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue
Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
You have spent practically all of your working life getting ready for retirement. You are close to retirement, and one of the most consequential choices will be selecting the right Medicare coverage. If you are interested in learning about the ABCs of Medicare, join RBC Wealth Management and guest speaker Eric Leek with Vanguard on Tuesday, December 3rd. We will discuss how you can avoid the biggest and most common Medicare enrollment mistakes and how you can navigate Medicare Advantage and Medigap choices. To RSVP, please call 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. Once again, to RSVP, please call 855-360-VIEW. Securities offered through RBC Wealth Management. RBC Wealth Management is not affiliated with Vanguard. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets LLC, registered investment advisor, and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Black Friday is back at Lowe's with up to 50% off select major appliances, plus an extra 10% off select major appliances like Whirlpool. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Friday of the show, Matt Gaetz is out as AG, but that's okay because, unlike Democrats, we have a deep bench. We will see who's in the running. Plus, illegal alien is now okay to say, and the Keystone XL pipeline is coming back.
Get back to where you once belong.
Show weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, you know what that means. It is Friday. Yes, and coming to the end of Kim Klasick Live, but stay right there, Rob Carson. Coming up next, again, I know you have options, and I appreciate you tuning in every weekday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, to my show, Kim Klasick Live. But if you ever miss any of these shows, you can go to WCBM.com, and the shows are archived there as in podcast form. And then don't forget, download that WCBM app. It makes it a lot easier. It is free, and you can tune in wherever you are. And I'm excited about what's to come, by the way. We're doing some great things, and our social media guru, as I call him, Jonathan's been working on a lot of great things. So a lot of exciting things to come, so stay tuned for that. It's interesting enough, we were talking about Jussie Smollett, and somebody did end up finding the quick interview that Kamala Harris did. I guess it was back, it was like maybe 6 months after everybody found out that what Jussie Smollett said was a complete and total lie. And the reporter walked up to her and said, you know, are you going to take back what you tweeted out? And I'm reading this because somebody actually wrote it out, but the video is there as well. And Kamala Harris says, what tweet? And the reporter says that this was a modern day lynching. Those are your exact words, what the reporter said to her. And Kamala Harris, she looks around. You could see her look at many of her staff members. And then she goes, well, the facts are still unfolding. The facts have already unfolded. It is. She was always an awful, awful candidate. Her media training is subpar. It's a little above Brandon Scott's. A little above. Here's my thing. And I'm not saying, I said this before, you've got workhorses and you've got show ponies. But at least the show ponies, you know, they're very good public speaking, right? Wes Moore, Barack Obama. You know, if you're that's one thing. That sells in politics, right? And then the workhorses are extremely smart. So if they're asked a question, they can usually give a very smart answer. When you can't speak to the media, what you show everybody is you're neither a workhorse or a show pony, and you have no business in politics. You don't have it. You don't have what it takes. Anyways, real quick, Dana White with UFC, even though he did say he helped President Trump and he was hoping he helped him get elected, and I think he did a great job. A lot of people love the UFC. They love when President Trump came out and people were chanting USA. And Dana White, you know, he's a fun guy. But he did make a comment, said that he will never, ever, ever help out ever again. He said the world of politics is just gross. And it is. It is. This is what we were talking about earlier with Matt Gaetz, you know, my situation with Candace Owens. You have to remember that everybody is just trying to get ahead. And a lot of people, they don't care what they do to get you out of their way. They will do it. They will absolutely do it. And that's why politics is the way that it is, along with the swamp, right? The deep state. And I don't blame Dana White. I would thank Dana White for all that he did for the Republican Party. He put his neck out there, and I thank everybody that does that. But I agree with him. Politics can get gross. It's a nasty, nasty world. Well, anyways, I hope you have a great weekend. I hope that you stay warm. I'll be inside most likely watching Lifetime, which Olivia actually enjoys as well. I hope you have a great weekend. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show, and I'll talk to all of you on Monday.
When you're hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. This made us wonder, what if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
Escape rooms? Elementary. And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Simple. So, see what the world is like when ZipRecruiter does the hard work of hiring for you. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...